Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. As always, it is my delight and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you to another exciting edition of Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day. Today is the 20th day of February in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing at approximately 7 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening here, 7 minutes past 8 p.m. in my country, the beloved, the blessed, the sceptred, the holy land of Biafra, the creation of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama for the inhabitation of his children now and forever. And the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, irrespective of the time zone you inhabit around this very planet Earth. We are live, we are direct, and humanity is listening. For those who may not be accustomed to our broadcast, we come to you twice every blessed day when we can. During the day, we engage ourselves in the repeat or replay of our previous programs. Therefore, if the time where you are right now is not 8 minutes or thereabout past the top of the hour, then you know you're listening to a replay. But because we are live and direct from here in the United Kingdom on this very day, today being the 20th day, the evening of the 20th, that means we are live and we are direct, and that this is Radio Biafra. Because of that, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially the family of Biafrans around the eastern fringes of this very world. Those of you in Indonesia, in Malaysia, in Singapore, in Thailand, those of you in Japan, the ones in Taiwan, those of you in Hong Kong, and the ones in China, all of you, the ones in Vietnam, the ones in Cambodia, we welcome each and every family listening this very moment. Some of you have congregated, and quite rightly, around CHK 97.6 in Biafra land, all over Africa, on satellite decoder. It can be DASAT, UTELSAT, AMOS 5 satellite, Arab satellite. We are on 7 satellites orbiting this very planet. Also, all over the world, depending on your mode, depending on the choice you have made, you can and must be able to receive Radio Biafra with your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, and your mainframe computer. Because Radio Biafra is live as we speak via www.radiobiafra.co. That is our principal website. If you don't do anything throughout your entire day, please do not text me. Don't call me to ask for information pertaining to the restoration of Biafra. All you need to do is to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Everything you need to know is there. If you feel like exchanging views and ideas or understanding other people's views and perspective or their take on what is happening, you then join us on Facebook on Radio Biafra London. We are the largest group, the largest forum of its kind anywhere on this planet. Radio Biafra is the largest collection of people anywhere online on this earth, bar none. We don't make song and dance about it because people love what we do. They come to us to listen, to get the correct news, the truthful news, to be preached this very gospel, the same way it was intended in heaven and handed down to us on this very earth, that we must speak the truth always and nothing but the truth. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, at night, every of our waking moment, our sleeping moment, we must absolutely dedicate ourselves to the glory that is the restoration of the kingdom of the Heavenly Father. Because Chukwu Abiama asked us to come here and not man. Chukwu Abiama said we must come. And we have come. And as we are here doing this very work, we must dedicate everything we have, everything we possess, all that we are likely to be in the future, in the safekeeping of the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, the beginning and the end of everything that we understand as human species, the author and the finisher of everything that we can conceivably conceive, and in the same vein, the Almighty, Chukwu Abiama, whom this evening, as always, we submit every regard, every adoration, every praise, every honor, every uplifting of name, because there is no other entity worthy of worship except Chukwu Abiama in heaven. No other entity. As we are never tired of reminding humanity, as he commanded us in the book of Exodus chapter 20, you will not have any other God before me. That is why we proclaim, we testify the goodness, the greatness of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, by reaffirming that very fact that we will not worship anything else apart from Chukwu Abiama. Nothing else. Nothing else. And that is why Biafra will come. That is the key. Once you understand that Chukwu Abiama is the jealous God, as he said, once you understand that the only way to restore your inheritance is by being obedient to his rules and his laws, then Biafra will come. Some of you have doubt. Some of you are not strong. Some of you think this is buying and selling. Some of you think you can come here to parade and prevaricate and then disappear. Some of you think that this is an absolute joke. Some of you think that, of course, they answer Igbo names. What can they do? I believe in surprising people. And we will surprise the entirety of humanity because Biafra will come under our watch. There is nothing mankind can do about it because the alternative is not worth contemplating. If Biafra doesn't come, then we will all die. It's as simple as that. If humanity has any brain, they will give us Biafra. If they can understand what a ragtag army of illiterate jihadists are doing to them, imagine when educated people get into the fray. What will happen? We have come here with one mission in mind, to get Biafra or to die in the process of getting Biafra. That is why I will be returning home second week of next month to make sure I will coordinate the efforts personally to ensure that there will be no election in Biafra land. That is where I just came from barely 2 weeks ago. And to Biafra land, I shall be returning to complete this very work that Chukwu Abiama mandated in heaven that must be done on this very earth, so that his kingdom will be able to come. Therefore, I welcome you. Therefore, Chukwu Abiama will accept our praise and our thanks and our offering of goodwill to him, because no other person, no other image, there is nothing made by hand that we will ever bow or kneel down before. Nothing. We don't care what that thing is. Only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of praise. And that is why we are here. And that is why his words must be protected now and forever. And that is why he will seal the whole process up by making sure that Biafra comes, that his children may be able to return to him once again and now forever and ever. Our job is just not to get Biafra. but to ensure we take each and every one of you back to your origin, back to where you come from, back to Chukwu Abiama, because without him, you are nothing. Therefore, he will accept our praise this evening with every humility and submission to the magnificence and the glory of his name, that his goodness and his mercy may be preserved upon our lives and generations unborn until man leaves this earth, if at all that time will ever come, and then our job would have been done. I welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet in over 88 countries and counting. In the same token, I am the commander of all Haloyu forces, those who understand the essence of discipline, the essence of application, those who understand the rigor and truthfulness and integrity. And also, as a small measure, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of this same Chukwu Abiama we beckon upon all the time, I will now and forever remain a very faithful and loyal servant of the indigenous people of Biafra all the days of my life. I will not fail you. Try not to fail us. We will not fail by his grace and his grace alone. Before I proceed any further, I am sure that the very eminent barrister will be able to join me very shortly, and when he does, I shall bring him to you. But for now, protocol demands that I present to you the numbers with which you will be able to contact us this evening should you wish to participate in our live interactive session following the presentation of our news headlines and accompanying news summary, backed up with our second to none analysis on Radio Biafra. That is why people come to us. We present news in a manner that humanity has never seen before. That is why we command cult following around the world. I'm not saying we belong to cults. No, it is mere English language. It is called cult following. We have those who are dedicated. Some people fall sick when they don't listen to Radio Biafra. Some people go into hibernation when they don't. And why is that the case? Is it because the glory of heaven is here? Is it because we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Is it because we are incorruptible? Is it because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow? Is it because they understand we never retreat nor surrender? Is it because they also appreciate the very essence of our work, that it is either we get Biafra or we die in the process of getting Biafra? It could be any of those, or it could be all of it. However you have chosen to join us this very evening from here in the United Kingdom, I must welcome you. It is also your responsibility to welcome those around you. Before I go to the very eminent barrister, very accomplished attorney at law, I will present to the entirety of humanity once again the numbers with which you will use to communicate with us this very evening. The very first one is our universal number, please. A number for the UK. You can call us from anywhere in the world, +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9974. We are also on +44 78 313 08376. I repeat, +44 78 313 08376. That number, incidentally, is also for Tango and for Viber, should you wish to call us on those platforms as well. We are also on WhatsApp. And those of you that keep me company, they have also arrived as early as possible. And I welcome all of you. Nkem and the rest of them. We are also on Skype. Our Skype name is Radio Biafra. Sometimes you try. There are millions of calls trying to get through at the same time, but you keep trying and eventually you will get through. We also have a line in Biafra land, which is very, very important. Should you wish to find out who your local coordinator is, should you wish to volunteer for the Army of Biafra. Mind you, I did not say Biafran Army. I said Army of Biafra. And at the same time, if you wish to know what we are doing, what we are up to, and up-to-date report on what we have done, a rather very truncated version of it, the number to call locally is 090 090-9070-76589. I repeat, 090-9070-76589. Call that very number. Any queries, any questions you have will be consummately answered. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister is here with me, and I will go to him totally. Barrister, my music, can you hear me? Because the whole world is listening and they are waiting for your voice this very evening, please. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Barrister, can you hear me?
No.
Barrister cannot hear me. I am very, very sure that he will be able to get back to me. We are here waiting. As soon as it is possible for him to get back to me, he will be able to do so. This is Radio Biafra. We don't take calls this early. I suggest, I recommend, I advise that you wait and listen to the news headlines, the news summary. Then you will be able to come to us. Let us try once again to see if the barrister is there. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? I don't know what is going on. Barrister cannot hear me this very evening. I cannot begin for the life of me fathom what could possibly have gone wrong with the lines, because it's using a UK number to call me. I am in the UK. I don't know what is wrong, but I'm very, very sure, I am absolutely certain that he will join me in no distant future. I will at this point in time proceed, of course, to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. Today's date is the 20th day of February in the year of our Lord 2015. The time here now, for those of you who don't know, for those of you who are following us quite fervently on our journey, is 22 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. Let us try one more time to see if we can get the barrister to speak. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? No. He cannot hear me. For some reason, he cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. Therefore, I must proceed. I should be able to proceed and keep trying to see if we can have him connected as quickly as possible. We will keep trying to see if we can get him online. And once we are able to do so, I believe that our job will be far more smoother and easier than anticipated. This is Radio Biafra. By way of headline this very evening, we are reporting something that has never happened before. Let us try one more. No, not at all. Barrister is indisposed at the moment. Therefore, we must continue. We have to continue. The Zoo government have now introduced free feeding in Alomajiri schools. The federal government of the Zoological Republic, headed by the zoologist Jonathan, have now given Awusa people another helping hand. If you go to school in Awusa land, you can get food for free. He built a railway system for them, we now understand, with new rolling stock. From Kaduna to Abuja, brand spanking new rolling stock for the railway. There is none in Degema. There is no railway line running from Enugu to Port Harcourt. There is absolutely none. Jonathan is now feeding Awusa children and Fulani. If you're a Biafran child, if you're from Nembe, from Buguma, if you're from Ogoni, if you're from Eket, if you're from Ekotepene, it doesn't matter if you're from Ukurabasi, if you come from Calabar, if you come from Uyo, if you come from anywhere at all, it doesn't matter where you come from. Can anybody tell me this evening that there is a local school they go to where they get food for free? Some of you may be surprised. Some of you may be astonished. But I can tell you with every degree of certainty this evening that the so-called Igbo, half Igbo, I don't know what he is. He says his name is Ebele Azikiwe. That Ebele Azikiwe is busy giving free food, or they are planning to give free food to Awusa children when they go to school. They get free education. They get free roads. They get free everything in life. It is free, including oil, crude oil, from Biafra land. On top of that, Jonathan is also giving them free food. I don't know if this thing, sometimes I wonder, all this gospel we preach, is it capable of sinking in through the layers of ignorance that most people possess? Sometimes we just throw it away and hope for the best. I want you to contemplate this very evening what your so-called president of the Zoological Republic is doing. He is feeding our children. Not just free education, he is giving them free food as well. Does it mean that your children cannot have free food when they go to school? What type of one Nigeria is this? One law or set of rules for Hausa Fulani? Because nobody wants to get them angry. Nobody. People can come out openly to campaign and say it is their turn to rule. Does anybody mention Igbo's turn to rule? The answer is no. You have been forgotten. Completely and totally abandoned. In the scheme of things, you don't register. You do not count. You are inconsequential. You are definitely irrelevant. Our children, on top of free education, on top of free uniform, free school, free Quran, free everything, they are getting free food on top of it. How about the children in Ohozara? How about the children in Izambo? How about the children, say, in Umunochi? Or the children in Obibo? Or the ones in Elele? Are they getting free food at school? The answer is no. People pay fees for their children. On top of that, you provide or you pay for their feeding when they're in school. But there is a part of the same country, the same zoo, where some people get everything, including free food. No, they didn't ask for it. Jonathan offered it to them. That is the type of country that you inhabit. That is the type of country I don't want to have anything to do with. It is brimming with hypocrisy. And I don't like hypocritical people. Jonathan is feeding our children. Doing everything for them. Saying the dam must work. Building capital infrastructure projects. Nugrawosa. None where he comes from. People say they will vote for Jonathan. I look at them and I think to myself, there is something wrong with this whole world, honestly speaking. There is something fundamentally wrong. Your children are going to school hungry. Some will go to bed hungry this night. They won't be able to sleep. Some will die of cholera as a result of contaminated water. But in our land, Jonathan is going to feed them. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. I don't know if most of you can grasp what we are saying. I don't know if you can get angry enough to do something about our hopeless situation. But that is the essence of what we are doing here. To get you to reason properly. That is what we have vowed to do. Once we get the reasoning capacity right, development and civilization becomes very easy. Get that wrong, you keep wallowing in abject misery, in poverty, in deprivation, in hunger and in starvation. And that was one thing wrong with Africa that we discovered. It's the greatest discovery of the modern time, to understand that the problem with the absence of development in the black world lies in one thing, the way they reason. That's all. Amend the way they reason, and you have a very fabulous race of people. We must continue. Jonathan is feeding our children. Who is feeding your own? You want us to be in the same country where my children will go to bed hungry and our children will go to bed having fed on the same money coming from Biafra land, from crude oil. Nothing more, nothing less. Everything comes from crude oil. Our children are going to bed hungry this very night. There are parents listening to Radio Biafra VHK 97.6 right now, this very minute. Their kids are in bed hungry, asking for food to eat. Jonathan is squandering billions on Awosa Alamajiri children, feeding them. And you're telling me Nigeria is your country. Stupid and hopeless monkeys and baboons who cannot reason properly. If you're in one Nigeria, your child is in bed right now hungry, looking for food to eat. But in Awosa land, Jonathan is begging them to accept food. Don't you think there's something wrong with that? United States government have now donated 2 million naira to Nigeria's Safe School Initiative. The zoo is running a Safe School Initiative, and the whole of the United States have now donated $2 billion to the zoo for their Safe School Initiative. The reason why I am bringing this news up is to try and let the animals in the zoo, called Nigerians, fellow Biafrans all around the world, friends of Biafra, and observers of what is happening in that zoological republic, to consider and ponder the irony. A whole US, entire United States government, they wanted to give something to the zoo. They gave them $2 million for their Safe School Initiative. Let us go to the next news and see how much America made from just one tiny part of the zoo. You got $2 million, of course, which Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala will take back and put in Chase Manhattan Bank or Citibank. Let us see how much America made in comparison. The problem, I will keep lamenting every day, the problem with black people is their inability to reason. Why would somebody call you to a meeting where they will give you $2 million and you accept it? It goes to show you're very poor. A country of 160 million people, allegedly. $2 million is inconsequential. It fades into insignificance. It is nothing. It's like a drop in the ocean in terms of making any positive impact in the lives of the people purportedly in line to gain from this very hopeless initiative designed to perhaps appeal to headline writers rather than make sense to the common man and woman. Listen carefully, please. America gave you $2 million to pay for your Safe Schools Initiative. But they made so much money. One American company, the company belonging to Dick Cheney, their former vice president, they made so much money that they actually used 182 million to bribe people. I don't know if you're listening. I don't know. Mandy Banyo Wiki Kere Goti Haina Kora Hana Balinketa Unyom Nachineke. Can you understand what we are saying? I am not talking about the business Americans are doing with the monkeys in the zoo. I am talking about only one bribery scandal, chicken change from their pocket. Do you know how much it was? $182 million. How much have they given to your schools? When it comes to the school, they give them $2 million and everybody's clapping. We're monkeys and baboons. When it comes to bribe you to take away your soul, they come with 182 million. What does that tell you? That the money America gave you is not even up to the money how can I put it? You know, the petrol they put in the chauffeur-driven cars from Murtala Mohammed Airport to drive them around Lagos. It's not up to that amount of money. We are trying to quantify. We are trying to compare and contrast the money a whole U.S. government headed by a so-called black man, Obama, gave to primary schools, Safe Schools Initiative, $2 million. How much did they bring out to bribe people? $182 million. Another headline this evening. This is Radio Biafra. You know, we are their nightmare, isn't it? We're not doing anything wrong. Sources, Zioku, Chineke, Kana, Baseba. We preach the gospel and we preach it in a truthful manner. We are not Pentecostal pastors. We are not those that use Christendom and Bible to steal. We are not those who deceive. We are not those who know fully well that people are very hungry. Rather than go and tell the people the truth, this is how you will get out of poverty, out of darkness into the light. They tell you, don't worry. Keep praying, Chukwu Abiama will somehow miraculously do everything for you. But meanwhile, The little you have in your pocket, can you please put it in the donation box before you leave? Then, when you're wallowing in abject poverty, Angel Michael will come and give you all that you need. Oh, I don't know. Unfortunately, some people believe them. And they are the ones who are very poor. They are the ones who are being killed by Boko Haram. And I think that is a very massive injustice. Perpetrated by man against man. Not very fair. That's why we preach against it here. Investigation, the mystery man of the zoo's $182 million Halliburton bribery scandal. Halliburton, one single American company. Not the whole of it. You know, some of you don't know that the profit that Shell makes in a year is greater than the budget of the whole zoo put together. I repeat. The profit that Shell makes in a year is more than the entire budget. Tafungose Okonjiwala and Jonathan. I said profit. Profit only. One single company is richer than the entire zoo. And you call yourselves human beings. I don't think you are. That is why you're baboons and animals, monkeys everywhere. Now we are from cage to cage. Every blessed day. This is Radio Biafra. The zoo is to make university degree minimum teaching qualification before you can teach, including the Awosa, before you can teach Alamajiri children. You have to have, you need to, of course, having a degree is very easy. After all, you go on strike for 3.5 years. You come back the last 6 months of your education, you write your thesis, you come out, you're a graduate, you cannot write one decent sentence. I challenge anybody. I see them on Facebook writing. Even Okwu Igbo one and a half grahaka. I said to them, if you cannot write properly in English, at least default to your mother tongue if you can. Even that, they cannot even with any degree of consistency stitch together any meaningful sentence. Very sad indeed. Now you need to have a degree to go and teach Alamajiri children in their degree. We are talking about the zoo. Why we cannot belong or be part of the zoo. We know what we are doing. We are highlighting all these issues that humanity may know why we can never ever wish to be part of the damnable, the iniquitous, the darkened entity of Satan. You call Nigeria satanic. Anybody in doubt should try and fly into the zoo. As you leave the aircraft, our lines are not cutting. It's just mere. The signaling output was too high. That's all. We continue to do our work. And Chukwu Abiama, of course, will continue to be our God. Of course, without a shred of a doubt, we are presenting our headlines before our accompanying news summary this very evening. As we are reporting that the zoo government invested $8.26 billion on power sector. I did not say million. I said billion. Dollars, not naira, in power sector. For those of you who may find it very difficult, what they mean by invest means Jonathan have now spent 8.26 billion, which runs into trillions of naira, so that you can have electricity. But the question is, do you have electricity? And if the answer is no, it means that Jonathan, as his predecessors, have now squandered a staggering sum of 8.26 billion. Some of you don't know what 8.26 billion can do for you. It can send your kids to school, free education, quality education, mind you, all the way to university. It can provide for good roads. It can build hospitals and pay your pensions. But some of you will not think that far. You will think, oh, 8.2 billion. Okay, it's okay. Now we leave everything to God. Leave it for God. You are leaving it for Jonathan and his friends, and they're squandering it. Jonathan was allowed to go for the presidency because he agreed to stand for one term only, according to a gossiping senator called Abdullahi Adamu. How can a people tell somebody running in a democracy, you only have to go for one term, you know? What an absolute mess. Anyway, when you allow baboons and monkeys to try and run a country, that is what you get, isn't it? Lagos protesters storm INEC office demanding their PVC. Now, Atahiru Jega, that man for INEC, said that they were ready to conduct elections on the 14th of February. That's what the Hausa man said. And every day I keep asking Chikwa Biama, tearing my hair out, are you sure that the people in this, are you sure that those things there, that they're even animals to start with? People are in Lagos storming INEC office saying, I cannot vote, you have disenfranchised me. How then can you conduct elections under such very disgraceful circumstance? How can you do that? How is that possible? But it's the zoo. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. That is why our work must continue. We are highlighting all these things that the world may hear. So it's not when we go and say we want Biafra, they're asking us, oh, but why? Can't you make it work? There is diversity in... nonsense, name is not. There is a unity in diversity, all that garbage and crap. There is unity and diversity in stealing PVC. Unity and diversity in American companies coming to bribe poor, wretched monkeys to take the same money and put it in an American bank that will still give lines of credit to Halliburton to come back and even make more lucrative oil finds. Do you see how the circle goes? I don't think you will understand. But in the end, you, who knows? Possibly, you might. As police have now recovered 7,565 stolen voter cards in Delta. Stolen. But INEC printed it under strict security. How come they were stolen? We want the world to understand what we are dealing with. All these are mere headlines. We'll give you the summary in a second. These things are happening in one country in West Africa. That country, the white man created and called Nigeria. The most corrupt country on the earth. The amount of evil that goes on inside the zoo. That's why we call it a zoo full of animals. The amount of evil that goes on there defies logic. People don't understand. They say, oh, black people are monkeys. No, you are being unfair to monkeys. We should stop insulting monkeys by comparing them to some Africans. Monkeys are better. People cannot reason. 7,565 stolen cards. Yet, you have the temerity to appear on TV and say you want to hold elections. So, how about the rights of the 7,565 people that their PVCs were stolen? Not just in Delta Zone isolated. Everywhere else. How about them? Vehicle imports into the zoo drops at 50% as a combination of hard facts and crude economics have now come together to, of course, ensure that if you are sensible, you don't send your car into the zoo. An Igbo clearing agent is waiting. You give him money to clear your car, he'll eat it. Then this Ndibo Lagos will connive with him. They'll go and sell your car. They'll be laughing at you. You'll be seeing them. They say, oh, your car has incurred so much demurrage, we have to sell it. They go to Abuja and they buy it. And they make life impossible for poor people. That is why vehicle importation into the zoo have now dropped by 50%. So all that money that Awosa customs, no wonder along Biafra land there is customs everywhere. They are no more making enough money in Lagos. So that same thing that you cleared in Lagos with the same normal custom paper, you come on the road, you have to pay. Shagamu, you pay. Abiokuta, you pay. Atore, you pay. When you get to Edo, Bini, you pay. Everywhere you keep paying, Asaba, everywhere you keep paying. Until you take it to Aba or Onisha. And then you hike up the price so that same product becomes far more cheaper in Lagos than in the land of the person who imported it. And we say we are sensible. I don't think so. Boko Haram attacks Adamawa villages, kills over 40. Every blessed day, I hope Her Britannic Majesty is listening to Queen Elizabeth II. This is the nonsense people created. You created the zoo called Nigeria. Now people are dying on a daily basis in their tens of hundreds. Every day there are people dying. Some of them love it. They must reduce African population to 500 million. That is what they want. They said that is what they want to keep slashing the population of Africa until they get it down to where they want it to be. And then they give you genetically modified crops. You know, the ones, all out, Otuana Abuya, nothing can eat it. Then you eat it and develop bowel cancer and you die off as time goes on. Then they will tell you to go to Pastor W to pray for you. These little coins you have in your pocket, you give to them. At least 30 people are now dead as they are dying. Everybody, the first one was 40. This one is 30. They have died near Chibok in Boko Haram raids. 30 dead. 40 dead. How many in one day? At least reported, though. 70 dead. Just like that. Not out of any natural causes, but because some people somewhere are hell-bent on killing off what is left of the monkeys that inhabit Africa. London teenager Ziamani guilty of plot to behead soldier. It serves them right in Britain. You will never see a Biafran go out to behead anybody publicly. Not that we are not brave enough to do it. Of course, we can do it if we want to. But Britain, are you watching? Despite your love for Islam, remember you supported that WhatsApp Fulani to kill fellow Christians. That is why I'm a pronounce. I'm a Christian. I look at them and I laugh at them. The entire Christian world in Europe abandoned Biafra when Biafra was in need. There was no Christian country that sent their aircraft. The rest of the Arab world, represented by Egypt, sent their finest pilots to come and fly MiG and Sukhoi aircraft for the Zhou government that the British asked Russia to supply. Go on. The Arab world supported Islamic jihadists from Uwawasa to kill us. I'm struggling. Are you not a Christian? I'm a Christian. I'm a good Christian. Christian Republic of Biafra. How many Christian countries gave you one grenade to fight the war? In fairness to France, they tried their best. But when they saw what Biafra represented, of course, they had to toe the British line. It's a British colony, so you don't meddle in it. So France went back and asked all their colonies around West Africa to try and support Biafra the best way they can. That was why Gabon came to our rescue, and also why the likes of Ivory Coast and all the rest of them came in. Because they were listening to Paris, what Paris was saying. Britain, there is a man that wants to kill your soldier. His name is Ziamani. You have found him guilty. Is he a Biafran? The answer is no. Why then do you keep on supporting Islam? Britain, we are asking you, why do you keep on supporting Islam? We just want to know. Okay, because we don't kill people enough. You enjoy shedding blood. Okay, I understand it. Biafran should go out and start killing people and they will love us. Once you start killing, Britain will love you. They love killers and murderers. And that is it. That's why there are celebrities here. If you kill more than four people, you're a serial killer and you come out on TV, you'll be very, very popular. Ask anybody, they'll tell you. They love the shedding of blood. Very sad indeed. For the most civilized country on this very planet Earth, that says a lot for the rest of humanity. Dollar now sells for 220 naira to the dollar. Every day the naira falls brings the end of the zoo closer. Some of you cannot read the signs. It's a telltale sign. It's like having the symptoms of an illness. You see symptoms everywhere. Everything will combine against you. The same thing is happening to the zoo. There is no good news about the zoo called Nigeria. The zoo itself has no good news. Everything, headache, back pain, everything is killing the zoo. This naira falling every blessed day is indicative of the very fact that the zoo is finished. The zoo called Nigeria is finished and must sink. The zoo must sink. Arresting opposition leaders cannot stop APC movement, according to Saraki. You know, he's in Africa. If you're my opponent, you voted for me, your people voted for me. If you say anything critical, then I arrest you and lock you up. You're in Africa. What do you expect? People don't believe in deferring to the superiority of a reasonable argument. They don't believe in that. These are black people. They don't believe you can win them in an argument with superiority. I said to somebody, if you bow down before a lump of clay, there were some little girls in Omahim, Holy Rosary in Omahim, carrying a statue, Arusatura, Ape, Ape, Arusi, Kahabuna, Ari, Nukuruzo. They say it's Virgin Mary. And I said to them, are you people? So what is the difference? Can't you read? Somebody said, are you telling me I'm an idol worshiper? Of course I'm. You are. In a pharaoh. In a anything when made with hand. For those who can't reason. Anything, anything the hand makes, you revere that thing. You ascribe divinity to it. You are an idol worshiper. In a frequency. Don't you know this radio Biafra? Do you think we're afraid of human beings? Oh, who knows what father will say? Gena father bakwok. You people are blind, you cannot see. You cannot see. You cannot reason, you cannot read properly. That is why you are poor and wretched in Africa. Common sense have deserted all of you. You cannot reason. You can't reason. Go and think very well. Anything made with hand, the idiot said to me, Moses was pointing at a snake. Moses pointed at a snake. He did not say bow before the snake or revere the snake. He was pointing at his snake and said, look at that very thing if you want to serve. He never said worship it. No wonder Africa is very poor. We must continue to do our work. It doesn't matter. If you don't like Radio Biafra, truthful gospel, you go and buy rope and hang yourself. We don't give a damn. Before you die off, ask yourself, is what they're saying the truth or not? You find that it is the truth. At that point, the truth will set you free. Anything made with hand, warosi. If you bow before a picture, you are an idol worshiper. In a farosi. You don't bow before any image. Biafra is the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. That is why we say the things we do. Chukwu Abiama cannot give us Biafra, a Biafra full of idol worshippers. Impossible. You can worship God anyhow you want. But to bring out Arusinokoro Zonakwisialania is unacceptable. It's beyond the taste or the bounds of taste and decency, I must say. But will you understand that? I doubt it very much. So that is why poverty will continue anyway. Cholera have now killed 6 in Ebonyi. Why is that? Maybe Hanefa Arose, who knows? Cholera have now killed. Why? Because of dirty water. Don't they have money? Of course they do. Can't they pipe clean water to people's homes? They can. Why are they not doing it? Because they are monkeys in the Zoological Republic. They don't do such things. They only steal money. They cannot send water to people's homes to drink. Drink, you know, clean water, you know, from the tap. No, you don't do that here. You go to borehole and drink contaminated water. You get cholera and you die. And then they will come. Oh, vote for us, vote for change. For another 4 years, you drink more dirty water and more of you will die. The next 4 years, let's vote for change again. If you sit at home and don't vote, will you die? Most of them don't know this anyway. If you sit at home and you don't vote, you will get more than you're getting now. Do you know what will happen? The world will say, but why are they sitting at home not voting? Then you will tell them, because I don't have clean water. Can't you see my road? Any light here? Then who knows? Maybe the baboons can now begin to change, to think like human beings. They will actually give you what you want. That is why Yoruba gets what they want. Why? Because Yoruba is always in opposition. They get everything. Some of you, Jonathan is our man. He's our man. Onyegbara, who told you that? Alamajiri Omu Awosan Elini, free of charge. No payment. Your own child is now lying on ute, on mat, without food. You're going to vote for Jonathan Ndara. We must continue to do our work. This is Radio Biafra. Two killed in Calabar in failed jailbreak. This is what we need to do. If we want to free our people, we go and break the jails. Hanakwe, go to court, abandon bail, or this is just jargon rubbish. I look at them talking and yapping all the time. Why don't we get together? Because if you get together and say one of them, oh, please take this 5,000 naira, go and get a van. Let's go and work for Biafra. Oh, they run away with the money. Is it not happening at home? I looked at them at home. I checked many as Agol, the Onion. You know, they say an angry man is a hungry man. That is not correct. An angry man is a very devious man. Very devious indeed. That is what we are doing. We must change that mentality. We need genuine Biafrans. If Chukwu Abiama did not create you to come and fight for Biafra, don't come. If you prefer gossiping, I think there is a place on Facebook where you can gossip. If you love gossiping, you just can't gossip. I say, well, what idiot that you may be. This Biafra is meant for very few people, 100 people. Chukwu Abiyama said, only 100. By the time you count their numbers, they are 100, your march and Biafra will come. Then you see fire come down from heaven. That day, if we tell you that Chukwu Abiyama is God, you'll be preaching it more than we do. We want to prove to all of you that there is God in heaven. Not the type of God that you go and find in Yoruba churches. Chineke na kusu ni lenke ndiaga. Chukwu Abiyama. Ikirili weno uwa. He's a Biafran. We'll prove it to you very soon. They will say, oh, he's very controversial. And ezoku chineke kana baseba. The gospel of heaven is what we preach on Radio Biafra. The time is coming up to 8 o'clock here in the United Kingdom. 8 in the evening, that is. To some of you, it may be 9, especially in Biafra land. In other places, it depends on where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We'll bring you our news headlines, after which we shall bring you our news summary. And then after that, we open our lines for you to try and educate us in turn. 4,000 migrants rescued from the Mediterranean Sea, full of Igbo people. 4,000 migrants rescued from the Mediterranean Sea. These are black African people struggling to go to Europe to go and scavenge for food. Some of them come from Ohaji. Some come from Ebema. Some come from Aguleri. Some of them come from Awamama. Some of them come from Uguta. Some of them come from Obehi. Some of them come from Okwa. They are from everywhere. Some from even parts of Owerri. All over Biafra land, there is oil, there is coal, there is bauxite, there is gold. There is also iron ore. Everything is complete in Biafra land to build a civilization that humanity should be very, very envious of. But our children, as I'm speaking right now, some have left Niger Republic, going to, is it to Tunisia, from Tunisia to Algeria, Algeria to Libya, Libya to, some of them will even go to Egypt to go and sojourn for a few days. And Halliburton is in your father's compound now, trying to see who to bribe with $182 million. But you're on your way in the desert, going to suffer in Europe. Some of you, you'll be unlucky. Sadly, like our sister Chinya, you will die in the Mediterranean. And then they bring your body back. And people will say, rest in peace, as they will always say. People who cannot debate nor argue in a civil manner. Rest in peace. That's what they will say. And then you're gone. They are here, Ndibo, rescued from high sea in the Mediterranean. The monkeys in the zoo called Nigerians should re-elect Jonathan to avoid Niger Delta trouble. Do you see what happens when you're very, very problematic? I said to all of you, if you want to find any solution to any problem in life, go back to Igbo adage. Go back to the names they give their children and the names they give their villages. These days, they are afraid of Niger Delta. Why? Because they are prepared to make trouble. They have guns and they have bullets. You, what do you have? Oh, sorry. You may key lock up shop in Alaba International. Does anybody regard you? The answer is no, because you are irrelevant. 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 Very, very irrelevant. Somebody is even telling me, Elemuwa Uchechukwu is even telling me that our daughters get pregnant, deliver them, and sell their babies anywhere. Some of you don't know this, do you? Or maybe you may have benefited from the organ, from the flesh or the body of a little six-month-old baby torn to pieces, looking for organs, harvesting organs to give to your own children to survive. Igbo children being cut to pieces because there is no money to feed the child. Some of you don't quite understand the level of abomination going on where you come from, do you? Look at Niger Delta. They're behaving like mad people. Everybody's listening. Oh, don't say anything. Don't cause any trouble. Remember, we fought before and failed. Let me just quickly, before I go to the news summary, remind the whole world that today Israel is at war. Today America is at war. Today Britain is at war. Ukraine is at war. Russia is at war. Egypt is at war. Libya is at war. Syria is at war. Iraq is at war. Afghanistan is fighting. Even Japan is brewing up now to go to war over some disputed islands with China. India is also preparing, in fact, a perpetual war with Pakistan. And do you know the funniest thing? All these places I just mentioned, they seem to be doing quite better than us, you know. I don't want to say this, but I have to. Civilization can only come through war. I repeat, if you go through the history of mankind, civilization only came through war. After all, Cain killed Abel, didn't he? If you want to survive, you must fight. If you don't fight, you become slaves like Igbo people are. Didn't Igbo? Homo bere lock up shop. Buying and selling. Buying and everywhere buying and selling. On Atongwafia. Mad lunatics everywhere. As my friend once said, they have sold so many consumer goods that their brain cells have itself consumed. Consumption. They are selling consumer goods. Buying and selling. You don't want to fight for what you believe in. It means you're not a man. You're not a man if you cannot stand up and fight for what you believe in. You are not a human being. You're a petty spare parts seller somewhere. This is Radio Biafra. We must now go on to bring you the news in greater detail. This is Radio Biafra. We must do our work. With the money coming from Biafra land. What Jonathan is doing with the money coming from Biafra land. Jonathan has concluded plans to introduce free feeding in Almajiri integrated schools across the country. Are you listening? Jonathan has now concluded plans to bring free food to Omondi Awosa, Almajiri. Future Boko Haram, look at them. Is there any free feeding? No, they'll say Kuracha is coming. You know, Kuracha is most distant. He's coming, you know, with one hand with Quran, and the other hand, 4 kilometer roundabout. Do your children feed well at school? And who is paying for it? Jonathan says there is no money to build second Niger Bridge. Some of you don't know this, do you? There is no second Niger Bridge. Jonathan said that he cannot complete the money for second Niger Bridge. But Jonathan, you have money coming from the oil wells of Biafra land where the children in Biafra land do not have food to eat. You are feeding our children. With Babangida, with Atiku Abubakar, with all of them, with all their billions stashed abroad. They own 95% of the oil wells. They have been ruling the zoo for over 50 years. These are the same people with the choice. Oh my God in heaven. Jonathan is also feeding their children for them. So why can't Babangida bring out some of his money? They said Dangote is the richest man or second in the whole world or whatever rubbish it is. Why don't they bring out their own money to feed their children? Have we not suffered enough? Jonathan, have we Biafrans, of which I don't know if you're part of us or not, have we not suffered enough? Jonathan, have you been to Nembe? Jonathan, have you been to parts of where you come from in Ijoland? Is there electricity? Jonathan, you have seen the damage caused by oil spill. You have seen what the sludge from the oil companies have done to our farmlands, Jonathan. Do children there have free meals? No. You are taking money from those kids and giving to our children. Awosa children are boast of billionaires everywhere. Every Awosa politician is a very rich man. They control the haulage industry. They control everything. There is something wrong with you, Jonathan. Something is fundamental. Jonathan, nenyomu Awosa Erimeri. For free, he's giving them free food. How about your children at Enugu? Those of you listening at Nkwere, the ones in Olu, those of you in Owerri West listening, those of you across Delta, and Nyoma, the whole of Nyoma is covered, listening. Those of you at Enugu, I'm sure some of you are listening. Does your child get free food at school? The answer is no. But Jonathan is taking the money from your children and giving to our children. You know that thing in the Bible, like, they will take from those that don't have and give to those that have. That's what is happening here now. If you don't have, we take from you. That is what Jonathan is doing. Anyway, he's a good Christian. He's fulfilling biblical edicts, isn't it? Taking from those that don't have. Who is feeding your children now? Jonathan is feeding our children. Who is feeding your own? And they ask me, why do you want Biafra? What a stupid question to ask. What a stupid question. United States of America have now donated 2 million, only 2 million naira. Oh no, sorry. I beg your pardon. $2 million to the Zoo's Safe School Initiative. The United States has donated $2 million to support the Safe School Initiative of the Nigeria Business Community and the Federal Government of the Zoological Republic for education of children across the country. The Minister of Finance, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, announced this at the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, in Abuja on Thursday. She said the gesture marked strong collaboration between the United States and the zoo. Today, according to Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, the Igbo woman, I am happy to announce that the U.S. government, through the USAID, has donated $2 million into this multi-donor trust fund, and we are here to witness the signing of the MOU. I am also happy to inform you that the government of Qatar, that the government of Qatar, through the Qatar Foundation, has also made a contribution of $2 million into the fund. So that even ordinary Qatar is now supporting children in the zoo. The giant of Africa, indeed. If the giant of Africa is taking handout from Qatar, what does that say about Africa? Does this make sense to some people? A whole U.S. government with a so-called black man from Kenya in charge, in Obama, all they can give to schools is $2 million. Let's go to the next news. And then to confirm to you that indeed we are monkeys. I just want to prove it to you. This night, if you can follow what we are doing, that is. The next news is here. The mystery man of Nigeria's $182 million Halliburton bribery scam. That is a question reporters have been asking an international consortium of investigative journalists have battled for months to unravel. And they have not succeeded. The man's name keeps popping up like mushroom in the leaked records from HSBC Bank. You know HSBC, the World Global Bank, the World Thieving Bank. They go and they steal money, HSBC Bank, from poor, unsuspecting Chai Ekwensu Arwalala. Condemned racism. Condemned people in Africa. Condemned. The man's name keeps popping up in the records that was leaked from HSBC Bank. That is Hong Kong and Shanghai Bank Corporation. That is the meaning of HSBC. It's a British bank, mind you, of course, with significant Orient interest in it. A huge global bank based in London is a British bank. Ndioshi, Britain are thieving criminals. They steal. They don't manufacture anything anymore. All their car industries have closed down. Britain now decide, you know, the only way they make money is by stealing from poor, unsuspecting countries, you know. That's how they make money. And by borrowing. And the casino economy they run at Canary Wharf. That's how they get. They have nothing. They don't manufacture anything. The North Sea oil is dwindling, of course. They're like the zoo they gave birth to. They manufacture nothing. They collaborated in the manufacturing of Ebola. So they will provide the medicine and then they travel to Africa, they infect one of you and your whole village will die off. They will then go to World Health Organization and be screaming, oh, can't you see those monkeys are dying? Give us money to develop the vaccine. They give them money. That's how they make their money. The virus they will produce for you next year is already in the fridge waiting for you, waiting for one hapless, useless African. Then they will say they found it in a monkey near a stream somewhere in Ihiagua. Mad people. This consortium they're looking at, HSBC Bank, is a London-based bank, exposed now for its role in acting as the link for bribery and corruption, illicit business flowing from Africa. Just plugging Jeffrey Tesla into the data obtained by the French newspaper Le Monde and the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and Mr. Shuaibu's name will rush. Mr. Shuaibu, these are criminals. People don't understand that Hausa people are natural thieves. That was why Fulani conquered them. Hausa Wundoshi. They asked, you know that Othman Damfodio was employed by one of the Habe kings in Katsina to teach the song. I want to tell you how Fulani people came into the zoo. They were perambulating as trans-Saharan traders, moving from, you know, their nomads. They employed Othman Danfodio because he went and studied in Sudan and also in Senegal to teach a prince of the Habe monarchies of the Hausa land. Do you know what he said? He said they love taking bribe. when he was putting an army together comprising of his own son and his brother. Fulani, very clever people. Barrister would say they're not clever, but they are. When the Othman Damfodio himself was putting together an army led by the son and his own brother to conquer Awasa people, do you know who helped them to conquer? Awasa people fought against. They asked, Awasa man said, oh, we are corrupt. We need to destroy ourselves. That was how Fulani came in. Ask them. One Awasa monarch fell after another. The only piece of Awasa, of course, I'll call it canary territory that did not fall, is Borno. That's why they have the Shehu of Borno, not Eme, in those days. The Shehu of Borno, he fought against them. They did not conquer them. Fulani did not penetrate Borno. They conquered Awasa people. Why? Because Awasa people loved bribery. Go and check your historical records. It's there. Therefore, any country Awasa man is in must sink in bribery and corruption. Look at Ghana, John Mahama. You must perish in corruption. Awasa is not good for you. Economically, they're not good for you. Awasa man's name is here, Mr. Shuaibu. Mr. Tesla is the UK lawyer who used a network of secretive banks and offshore tax havens to funnel 182 million in bribes to top Nigerian officials in exchange for a 6 billion contract. Do you see why black people are in danger of extinction? Why we are useless as a race? As a group of people, we are hopeless. I'm telling you the truth. Black people, useless. A white man from Texas brought 182 million to take 6 billion from you. And you tell me you're intelligent. You see why I call you monkeys and baboons, you see. I told you, I always have proof. There's always, I keep it in the backyard, in the background. But in the end, I bring it out. You see how foolish you are. And who are they using? They are using a black man, Mr. Shuaibu Awasa man, to bribe other monkeys in the zoo so that a white man can come and take your oil worth 6 billion. Are you not foolish? Now you see why we cannot be part of Nigeria. Can't you see that? Hey, this your G. Black people from Africa, as useless as anything you can think of. We must continue. The minimum teaching qualification in the zoo schools is about to go up. Since 1980, it has been the National Certificate of Education. But things are about to change because right now, according to the Minister of Education, Ibrahim Shekarau, Onyawasa is the education minister. In a country where Awasa don't go to school, yet the emerging education minister, Church Abasagun, what do you expect? No wonder you go on strike all the time. None of you can do anything meaningful if you're a graduate from the zoo. I say it openly. Go and interview. Unless you're naturally brilliant. If you're not, you're finished. Awasa man is the education minister in the zoo, Ibrahim Shekarau. He has concluded arrangements to make university first degree the minimum teaching qualification in the zoo, according to the reports by certain quarters. Jonathan said he has invested, which means he has given to his friends $8.26 billion to generate electricity. Do you have power today? The answer is no. Then where is the $8.26 billion? No, it's in Switzerland. It is in London banks. It is in HSBC Bank in New York. It is in Citibank in New York. It is in Belize. It is in Liechtenstein and everywhere else you can think of. One place it is not in is inside the zoo itself. They have shared the money and shared blood as well in the process. The black man is his own worst enemy, not white people. I don't blame Halliburton for coming and taking 6 billion contract in exchange for 182 million. They got billion. They came with million and they got billion. Why is that? Because we are dealing with black people who cannot reason. They think they are very smart. Hey, man, you might know we are black. After all, I go to Winner's Chapel. I'm smart. You're a monkey. Anyway, baboon. There. Black people. Jonathan was allowed to go for the presidency because he agreed to stand for one term only. According to Senator Abdullahi Adamu, only in the zoo will you find somebody telling you when to go for election and when not to go for election, because this is their turn to rule. And they must rule, as according to what they've been telling us all this while. Lagos protesters storm INEC office demanding the PVCs. Some residents of Lagos State on Thursday marched to the state's headquarters of the Independent National Electoral Commission at Yaba to demand the release of their permanent voter cards. The protesters, who carried placards with inscriptions such as INEC deliberately hold our PVC, non-indigenous of Lagos State refused to be disenfranchised. Non-indigenous of Lagos State, they have indigenization policy, which means you can come from Nigeria, but you are not a Nigerian because you're not an indigenous. Does that make sense to anybody? I'll start again. You are a non, if you leave one particular place and go to another, you are a non-indigenous, but at the same time, you're a Nigerian. I am now beginning to struggle. Can somebody explain that to me? You can be a citizen of a place, but a non-indigenous at the same time. It's the zoo, that is why. It doesn't make sense, does it? It could make sense. Some of you that went to the university in the zoo, it can make sense to you. I wouldn't be surprised. But to me, it doesn't make any sense. You cannot be a citizen of a place, yet not be an indigenous of that place. It doesn't just make any sense. Unless you're using the word indigenous in the wrong context, or the word Nigeria is wrong. One of it has to be wrong. And I know which one is wrong. The zoo is wrong. Nigeria is wrong. They are looking for the PVCs, which Atahiru Jiga said. They are ready to hold elections. Do people reason at all? Reason is no longer common. It's no longer called common sense here. Expensive sense, I would say, is not common, because if it were common, every black person will have it. Every black person will have it. I am black, by the way. Will it stop me from castigating myself for being useless? Of course not. Why do we do things the way we do? So you can change. If you're upset, stop worshipping idol. If you're upset about it, stop going to Yoruba churches and kneeling down before Yoruba, uncircumcised Yoruba pastors, bringing curse upon your people. Police recover 7,565 stolen PVCs. As others are clamoring for the PVCs in Lagos, PVC meaning permanent voter cards. Without it, you cannot vote in the zoo called Nigeria. Others have been stolen. So, can we then assume that those clamoring for their PVCs that haven't been delivered, that theirs was also stolen? I believe so. In Lagos, stolen PVC. Delta, stolen PVC. How can you conduct free and fair elections? I ask the Awasa man. In Awasa man is in charge, so you must know that things cannot go very well. Atahiru Jaga. How can you conduct elections with PVCs everywhere? Even Boko Haram buying some of them, as we've been told. Or you giving it to them. We don't know. Stolen PVCs in Delta. We are reporting also this evening. Vehicles are now being imported through somewhere else. Where is that? The massive importation of used vehicles by monkeys in the zoo auto dealers through the Cotonou port has reduced the number of automobiles coming into the country, that is the zoo called Nigeria, by some 50%, according to an investigation. It has been gathered that Benin Republic was gaining more business as fairly used vehicles meant for the zoo market are being imported through the neighboring port of Cotonou, Benin Republic. Managing Director of the Port and Terminal Multi-Services Limited, Mr. Asuncio Russo, also confirmed this, said that the volume of vehicles being imported into the zoo has dropped sharply due to implementation of the automotive policy. They take your oil. They know it is only Biafran people that import cars for sale. They slap on 50% duty on it. You bring in your container from China, from Far East, and they seize it. So they take your oil, they take your cars, they take your containers, they go to Lagos and they burn your shops, and you're still in Nigeria. Are you not an idiot? Come and join Biafra so we can destroy that very zoo they call Nigeria. Useless place. A place meant for the descendants of Lucifer. Boko Haram attacks Adamawa villages and kills over 40. Rampaging Boko Haram insurgents attacked three villages in Hong local government area of Adamawa State between Thursday and Friday, killing at least 40 residents, and security officials said. Locals said the insurgents had earlier killed 30 indigenous of Gayafa community and later proceeded to another village, Zang. Both communities are located near the Sambisa Forest. Why is the zoo army not there? Because they are part of Boko Haram, at least anyway. 30 people were killed in another separate Boko Haram raid in two villages in the northeastern part of the zoo, this time around near Chibok. The other one was near Sambisa Forest, this one near Chibok, a community leader and resident told the AFP, Associated Press. The attacks on Thursday targeted the villages of Tlaimakalama and Gatamawa, which were touched by the rampaging militants said one Pogo Bitros, the head of the Chibok Elders Forum. From information coming in from residents of the two villages, at least 30 people were killed in the attacks, he added. Everywhere they are rampaging, and here the British are having fun and enjoying, but not for long, because a radicalized teenage son of Jehovah Witness is found guilty of planning to behead a young British soldier. He was in Amma Jehovah before. They now put him into Islam. His name is Brostom Ziamani. He was arrested in East London last August, carrying a knife, hammer, and Islamic State flag inside his rucksack. An Old Bailey jury was told how he had proclaimed online support for the killers of the Fusilier Lee Rigby and told his former girlfriend he wanted to die a martyr. Islam brings death and destruction, but British people love them. The Naira on Thursday crashed further against the United States dollar from 215 to 220 at the Bureau de Change segment of the foreign exchange market following the closure of the retail Dutch auction system and wholesale Dutch auction system window by the Central Bank of the Zoo. The Naira also weakened to 199 to the dollar at the interbank market compared to 197 on Wednesday. The CBN had on Wednesday said that all demands for foreign exchange should be channeled to the interbank market, adding that only genuine demands for foreign exchange will be met. So before you were meeting, ungenuine or illegitimate demands. That is how they move your money abroad, isn't it? They go to central bank and they say, oh, my friend, how are you now? I have this money I stole from my village, you know, and I want to move it abroad, and central bank can arrange it for you. You use your naira to buy the dollar, and that's it. A country that is complicit in defrauding their own people. And they tell me that this zoo must stand. I don't think so. I honestly do not think so. We must continue. Arresting opposition leaders cannot stop APC movement, according to Saraki. APC leader in Kwara State, Senator Bukola Saraki, recently met. He was a Yoruba man but converted to Islam by force. He is now an Awasa man because he's occupying, he's in Kwara State, which is more or less an Awasa domain. They report to Sokoto, not to Ile-Ife. Do you know that? Kwara State was conquered by Awasa people. It is a Yoruba land. That is why Yoruba can never, ever be free in this world. Yoruba can never have independence. I bet anything you want me to bet on it. Yoruba can never be independent in their life. That is their punishment for being treacherous and conspiratorial. That is their punishment for life. Yoruba will always be ruled by Awasa people through Islam. Forever and ever. Yoruba can never be free. Say, I told you this. That is their punishment. Forever and ever, Yoruba can never be free. This man is talking from Kwara State, you know, the stronghold of Awasa Fulani. They have an MA in Ilorin and not an Oba. For your information, Jonathan is arresting APC people because he wants to win. He's a democratic dictator. What is? He's an African. He's a black man from Africa. He is doing what every other black monkey does in from Africa who is in power. You know, just arrest people who are opposed to you. Just arrest them and detain them. President Goodluck Jonathan on Friday said he had lived up to his campaign pledge to Nigerians that he would make power sector a priority for his administration. You know, when people talk this way, people are saying they can't hear me. They cannot hear me. Is that possible? I doubt it. People are saying they cannot. How can people say they cannot hear me? Is that possible? I need confirmation that saying they cannot hear me. But we are streaming okay. What could be the problem? What could be the problem you cannot hear me? I don't believe it. You must check your system, please. Evelyn Nneka, HF, is saying she cannot hear me, please. You must check your system. I don't know. No, not at all. Everything is fine from here. So we are good to go. We are good to go. Every system is okay from here. I have checked the messages. Very sound and clear, they said. It's okay. Very sound and clear. Thank you very much, Prince Akachugo. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We are preaching the gospel that heaven asked us to preach. That's what we're doing here. As cholera, this is not good news anyway. Cholera have now killed 6 in Ebonyi. 6 people dead in Ebonyi. Where is Ebonyi? It's in Biafra land. No clean water. No clean water. How indeed, but how we sense, you know, we live in Sokoto. We live in Zamfara. We live in Wawalada in Abuja. We live in Okokomaiko in Lagos. Is it a Wurunshoki? Some wretchedly named places where they live in. But in their villages, their sons and daughters are dying from dirty drinking water.
And they said they're intelligent people.
And I said to them, anyway, I reserve my comment. Six people were confirmed dead yesterday and eight others were hospitalized following a suspected cholera break in three communities of Ebonyi State. The areas affected are Edomia, Amachi, and Ikelegu. The development came a day after the first rain fell on in these areas, confirming the outbreak. The state director of public health and disease. He could just check to see if the British hadn't come there. A white man may have come to leave cholera in your well or leave it in your stream to drink. So you can go and buy the drugs from them. They don't manufacture anything in Britain. Britain doesn't manufacture anything. So they could have just taken the virus or bacteria and put it in your water to drink. So the World Health Organization will now phone them and say, do you have the drugs? These monkeys, they are dying again. We have found a new virus in Africa. I saw a monkey drinking. It's always in a monkey. Of course, we are monkeys. Maybe that is why. Hey, I would say your mother will be gone. We are monkeys. That is why. Every disease is from a monkey. God. Hi, Mabeke, MMR. We must continue. Confirming the outbreak, the state director of public health and disease control, Dr. Christian Achi, said four persons died in Amachi, Abakaliki local government area, while one died in Edomia and one in Ikelegu, Ebonyi local government area. People are dying every blessed day. Now there are Ebonyi people all over the world. When they hear about Biafra, they say, no, let's leave it now. Do you want us to fight again? But even cholera is fighting you. Obugun, six people dead because you are in Nigeria. You are in the zoo called Nigeria. Come to Biafra and such nonsense cannot happen. If that happens, the entire government of state will resign. And people will go to prison. If you are the minister for health or for water resources and people are dying of cholera, it means you are not doing your job very well. That is why anybody who underperforms, you cannot work with us. A poor, highest thing, you can't go for 2-3 days. You return to the oblivion from whence you came. Health minister, people are dying of cholera. He's probably in London or in New York drinking bottled water, drinking triple filtered bottled water, very clean and neat, with the child schooling in Dubai or somewhere. Those of you in Ebonyi, you are dying. Only Biafra can save you. Only Biafra can save all of us from the mess we are in. Your children are in the Mediterranean now, suffering. Why? Because we refuse to fight for Biafra. We fought for the... You have not seen war, you know. If you see war, my son, you will not advocate for this thing. Can you do a wonder? Are we alive? No, we are not. So as they will say here, if you're going to die, why don't you die with a semblance of dignity and honor than being killed by cholera? In the process of being a slave in the zoo called Nigeria. Why don't you understand that? Two more people killed in Calabar, failed jailbreak. Two people were feared dead in an attempted jailbreak by inmates of the Calabar prison Cross River. On Friday, the state controller of prison, Clement Udosun, dismissed earlier reports that the prison was invaded by gunmen. He also said no inmate escaped from the prison. However, a staff of the prison who spoke in confidence said at least two inmates who attempted to escape were killed during gun duel with prison guards and other security agents. The controller said by 11 o'clock in the morning, I was in my office in the headquarters of the office in charge of the prison. The officer in charge of the prison called me that there was a serious problem in the yard. So I came and the whole place was filled with people and rifles. These people included those who had come to help us, the soldiers, police, civil defense, secret service, and others. Everybody, civil defense, soldier, police, secret, in prison, inside the prison yard. To break up what was an attempted outbreak. Or jailbreak, so to speak. Everybody was inside the prison, including the army. Not fighting Boko Haram, you know. Inside prison yard. Only in the zoo. Only in the Zoological Republic. Modern day slavery, the exploitation of African migrants. Why will people not exploit you in the Middle East, in the Africa? You don't regard yourselves. In the same Middle East, is it Kapinski that Abdul, what's his name again? The former Atiku Abubakar's hotel in Dubai. Some of you are working in Atiku Abubakar's hotel in Dubai as cleaners. The money Atiku Abubakar stole to buy or to purchase Kapinski Hotel in Dubai, at Dubai Mall, he got from your village, you know. The money came from your village. And that money from your village has now gone to build a very swanky hotel in Dubai where you're a cleaner. Now, if I am the manager of that hotel and I ask you, where do you come from? You say, oh, I'm a Biafran. And I know that the money that went into the building of the hotel is from Biafra land. I will not have any regard for you. I will exploit you. If you wash one plate today, you wash 12 because you're foolish. They said that if you allow yourself to be exploited, you'll be exploited. If you ask yourself to be disgraced, people will disgrace you. If your leaders had a semblance of honor and dignity, such nonsense will not be happening to you, will it? 4,000 migrants rescued from the Mediterranean Sea, where our sister died a few months back. The International Organization for Migration has said that about 4,000 migrants, mostly Africans, monkeys and baboons from Africa, have been rescued from the Mediterranean Sea in the last 2 days, demanding Europe to do more to help. Chai, Africa. Europe colonized you. You said no. White man, go back. White man went back. We didn't know that Nnamdi Azikiwe and the other monkeys who said they were nationalist leaders, like one in this UG nationalism, they all wanted to, you know, be lord and master in a country where they never conquered. The rules of human development is this: you conquer territory and you hold it and you rule it. You conquer, you hold, you rule. Black people sat down. 20,000 European men came to Africa and conquered the entire continent, created their phantom countries that never existed before. And some clever black men rose up and said, we want our freedom, our freedom. As Nnamdi Azikiwe did, he wanted to be the emperor of one Nigeria. And I asked him, did you conquer Nigeria? The answer is no, the British did. The British had every right to rule the zoo because they conquered you in war. It's only natural. After all, the people you conquered in your village by stealing their land, are they not there? Are they not there? In war, you conquer and you govern. But the black people in Africa, they sat down, a white man did all the conquering for them. Then they said, oh, we want our freedom, nationalism. They came now and they took the countries and what happened? Now you have migrants running to Europe, begging Europe, please do more. In other words, you black people, we are born to be slaves. You were born. You can be a doctor. It doesn't matter. Without a white man, you cannot be a doctor. You cannot. That's the truth. Simple as that. You are a slave. It doesn't matter if you're a university professor. You are a slave, a born slave you are. Change. Any day you control your destiny, then I will bow before you. Not in reverence or submission. In acknowledgement that you have now come of age. This is Radio Biafra. They said they should elect Goodluck Jonathan to avoid Niger Delta trouble, according to Agbaje. The governorship candidate of the PDP in Lagos State, Jimmy Agbaje, look at how people campaign only in the zoo. He has reiterated his call for the zoo, for the monkeys in the zoo, called Nigerians to re-elect President Goodluck Jonathan for another 4 years. So, I can't understand the reason why. So that the people of the South will not make trouble. The same way that you have to give power to Yoruba man before they try to secede. Not Yoruba to secede, before Igbo people will use Yoruba trouble as a pretext to secede. But now that Hausa people have sourced out that Igbo people can mandi and as well here. They say, we are Biafrans, so we are Biafrans. Bring 100,000 naira. And then you will understand that there is something governing these people. That is why we are very, very strict as to who serves with us. This is Radio Biafra. I believe that the barrister has come back to me. Barrister Mamezu, I wonder if there is any way you can confirm that you can hear me. Barrister, can you hear me? No, barrister cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. It is unbelievable. Our lines are open nonetheless. Our lines are open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. I don't, for the life of me, understand what the hell is going on. Barrister, can you hear me?
Hello, Barrister, at last.
What is happening to your line?
It must be from your corner. Maybe you did not turn up something.
Here. No, not at all. I even called you back. I wasn't able to get hold of you. I even tried to call you back. I wasn't able
to get
hold
of you. I saw your missed call. Director, I can assure you that everything is working effectively here. Good evening. Good evening to you. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. I've been on set with director, just that the phone was not able to engage this evening. However, I still stood where I was, and I'm talking to you now. I thank all of you for your listenership. I greet all of you for your support, and carry on supporting Radio Biafra. Because every day we hear what is going on there, sometimes I feel like just dying for Biafra to come on. It is a big shame. Director, listen, we need to advise our people. When they hear, they say, why do you want to go and fight? We are at war. It's just that it is one-sided. We are at war. Boko Haram are killing us on a daily basis. And when you tell your people, they say, why would you want to go and fight another war? Does it make a sensible argument? It doesn't. The House of Director, I repeat this again. The Hausas are very, very conniving. They are slimy. They are crafty. They are not sharp or intelligent as you have always proposed they are. They aren't. They are very crafty human beings. But they will use every...
Oh, Hanachian, you know, our size is in charge of our lives now.
Yes,
how can
director.
They be not clever? And they have billions abroad.
They I'll tell you why.
Wells, you know.
Director, clever. It's because of their craftiness. Let anybody check that word. Conniving. They are almost like the Yorubas. Conspiratorial. Check that dictionary, conniving. Everything they do, remember, you said they like bribery. Everything they do.
Bribe, yes, I was from time. It's in their nature.
Thank you. It's in their nature. From beginning. If you are sharp, you won't bribe nobody, director. Why do we bribe? Just to pay your way off, to pay your way in. If you are sharp, you do things in the righteous way. They are not clever. They are being supported by the British. The reason why we are suffering what we are suffering today is because of our sharpness. And the British man know that if you are there at the helm of affairs, director, they won't get no single oil from Biafra land. That is the only reason. Because if you are there, they will take what belongs to them. They will not encroach into your territory. And they've seen the brain of Biafran people. They say, no, we can't handle these people. Let us subdue them. Let us bring them into subserviency onto the houses. These are the people we can control, and these people can control them. That is why we are suffering what we are suffering. And I like to look at Jonathan. I still have this video on my timeline. He went campaigning in the northern land. They destroyed his vehicle. They even killed some of his people. And now he's promising these people free food. So that he'll be re-elected. That's all. Director, this is what you always say. No matter what you do for your girlfriend, the children will never love you. And this is a fact. No matter what Jonathan tries bribing the House of Fulani Boko Haram and their associates, the Hausas will never love him because he's not a Muslim.
Never.
Period.
Never. Ever. Ever. Never.
Look at, he cannot build our roads. He cannot build a second Niger Bridge that he has planned for since inception, since he's been there. But go to Hausa land. They have the best really ways. Go to their roads. It's magic. Go to every Hausa land.
They have one airport. No checkpoint on the road.
No checkpoint, director. Nobody checks them. They have airports. They have no seaport, but the one in our own land, they are controlling it. Dear friends, shame on all of you. Shame. That somebody came to your land, occupy your land, tell you, look at the Shuaibu you are mentioning. Is he not the same one who is the Chief Justice in Owerri? They just surrounded us everywhere. And we are scattering our brother. People are dying in the Mediterranean Sea. We are suffering all over the world and we have a place. If we don't fight to get Biafra, all of us should die. Chukwadiyama should kill all of us. No Biafra man or woman should ever exist. Somebody came to your land and imposed all of this on you, and we are swallowing it. You know, Jonathan, I have always said this, is not a Biafran. I don't know where they brought him from. Remember, I'm still related to Babangida. You are thinking you have something to do with a Biafran. Even in his own place, his place is not motorable. And if he's not organizing his place, how do you think he will organize any Biafran land? That's why he's not doing none of them. And every time, he will go and bribe Igbo people. Can you see where there is bribery, nothing goes well in that particular area? Director, if the Biafrans, or i.e. the Igbos, do things the way they used to do before the advent of the British people. Nobody will bribe them. Once they see they will do something, they don't avoid doing it until they achieve their aim. But now, bribery, corruption. You could be with your brother. They just pull him aside. Buy him one mansion in New York. Your brother became your enemy.
Of course.
This is the problem we are having, Director.
You say a mansion. You say a plate of rice and beans. You say, what is mansion? Mansion is too big now. Mansion is too big.
Director, we need to cure our people of all this illness. It is a disease. And it is removing us every day from this planet Earth. That is cholera. Engineers who are always digging borehole, they put them very close to the same proximity as they are digging their sewage. Now, when the two waters meet, what
contamination.
Happens?
Contamination.
Absolutely. But who is checking all this, Director? Who is checking it? Because the man who, the health officer who's supposed to come and check it, they give him 2,000 naira. And he's fine. He's gone. And our people have been neglected too wickedly, too badly, Director. The more we talk, the more our people are dying. And those who are supposed to support Radio Biafra for us to go and die once and for all. Our people are saying, yeah, but the house are full of people coming back cleaning every day. And you're still saying, no war, no war. Your people are dying every day. There is war. It's only one-sided. How is that full of Nebuchadnezzar? They were killing you with their politicians. Now, jail breakout in Calabar. All the military. Check all of them, Director. They're all houses. What are they doing in my own land? But the ones in northern part of that bloody zoo, they've all killed them. The northerners are guiding themselves, but the easterners, the Biafran people, are being surrounded with Hausa, Fulani, and Yorubas. We are occupied, surrounded. If we don't liberate this year, Director, and myself, I'll resign from everywhere and go and die somewhere.
You're talking about liberation, Barrister. How about from the church? Even if they liberate you politically, our pastors are waiting for you to ensnare you. They are waiting to kill off whatever is left of you. That is
what a shame.
It's very sad indeed. It's very sad indeed.
What a shame, Director. Every day we talk about this news as if it's nothing. Our people are dying with in impunity. No respect for human beings. Look at Jonathan going to give Amajiri food, free education, free road, everything for them free. They have good airfields. We don't have a single one in Biafra land. The one that we have in Enugu has been commercialized and converted into local. The one in Owerri is like a cargo aircraft.
That airport is laughable. The airport is a joke. A complete joke it is. It's not an airport. It's like a bus terminal.
That's what it is. These people, like they hate us all corners. Yet our people don't see it. They don't see. Hausa people hate you, one, because you are Germany, two, because you are not Muslim. How would you, look at even Jonathan, a whole president, they were stoning him, trying to bomb him down, destroy all his vehicle, and bring them free food. They will not love you. Period. Director, I'm off.
Don't be. Thank you very much. That was the voice. The very unmistakable voice of the accomplished and eminent barrister and attorney at law. Barrister Mamezu, thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra, and now our lines are open. You are now at liberty to call Radio Biafra, for goodness sake. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I can hear you, Director.
Thank you very much. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, this is Okechukwu from Manchester.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. I'm calling to announce our upcoming meeting on this Sunday, the 22nd of February, 2015. People, the IPOB members within Manchester area, Greater Manchester, We are announcing our meeting today that our meeting will be taking place on the 22nd of February 2015. Venue is the usual place, Manchester Central Fire Station, is in the community room in Thompson Street, New Cross. The postcode is M45PF. And if you're missing your way, I would like you to call our coordinator's number. His number is 07931939358, or you call our provost number, which is 07428087280. Director, last time I told you about the dream I had, the revelation or the vision the Lord revealed to me, where a ship was trying to dock. And I've been praying, and the Lord gave me the prayer point. We should pray, you know. If you will permit me to make a brief prayer now.
Yes, go ahead and make it very, very brief, please. Very, very brief, but go ahead.
Yeah, very brief.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. As I walk in along the way, the road is so dangerous. Holy Spirit, lead me home. Jehovah, the mighty man in battle, the Lord of hosts, the King of heaven and earth, the Lord, mighty God. You are the God that created the heavens and earth, and you are the one that have made man in your image. It is your will that your people shall be free and shall be saved. It is your will that your people shall be free from agony and sorrow and pain. Even because of that, you gave your only begotten Son to come and pay the price of man, that we might be free. Father, your own people today are suffering and in agony. And according by your word, you said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 10, you said to Israel, you say, fear not, for I am with you. Israel, because you shouldn't be dismayed, because I am your God, I will save and deliver you. I will make them that sense against you to be as nothing, and I will contend with your contenders. Father, according to your word, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 38, O God, when Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, rose up and sent his commander to come and mock Hezekiah and Jerusalem and say that he was going to bring it down and destroy the gods of Israel. Father, and Hezekiah brought the letter before the temple and cried unto you and said that you might save your people and also protect your glory. And therefore, Father, you sent angels to come and destroy the soldiers of Sennacherib, and Sennacherib was destroyed in his homeland. My God and my Father, today, O Lord God Almighty, you are the owner of the whole world and everything in it. Your people have been crying. Your Son has been telling stories and things happening in our land. Father, how long, O God of glory, will this evil continue in our land and in our days? Father, therefore, we come today and we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I am agreeing with the Biafran people now listening, O God, that this should not continue anymore, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Tuku Abiyama, Father, I decree, O God of glory, that everything that we're going to have plot against us, O God, Father, we are shaking and displacing it today. Let O King of Glory, let you, mighty Father, shake the foundation of Nigeria.
that that this ship, oh God, of this nation, that this ship, that the ship, oh God, will go to dock in a place that will be favorable for the people of Biafra. Lord God Almighty, shake the nations of the world, that there will be emergency, oh God, emergency calling, oh God, of the MPs of the in the world, people in the United Nations, the emergency meeting for the consultation about the Biafra people, that the Biafra, oh God, will be recognized and Biafra will be instituted as an international community in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, we pray that anything that will stand on our way, oh God, let it be pulled down and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Your word says in the book of Psalms chapter 37, verse 15, you said that the sword of the wicked man and even their arrows shall pierce their own soul and their own liver. Father, let all the plan against us today return back to them, and let the people of Biafra be saved. Father, let this be glorifying your name, because you are the Lord who will do this for us. Thank you for honoring our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. That was a prayer for the restoration of not just what we are doing, but also for the mind, body, and soul as well. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, and we are very godly people. I would love to think we are. Therefore, when we mention Chukwu Abiama here and his mercy and the glory of heaven, the world must try and understand, because we are descended from heaven. That is why we are here. That is why we came here in the first place. Please, you must try and bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Are you hearing me, director?
I can hear you. Please turn your system down, if you may. Yes, I can hear you very well. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are?
Okay, director. My name is Chimjefu Madeke. I'm calling from Zoom, Nigeria, from Abba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm in Abba now. I'm hearing you clearly for what you have been doing. I thank God for bringing somebody like you.
Thank you.
I thank God so much. I don't know that somebody like you has still existed, but thank God that God has received somebody like you in our own time. And I believe that Biafra are marching on.
Of course we are.
Nothing will hinder Biafra not to come in Jesus' name.
You say? You
say? So, Lord, director, there's an information which is what is happening in this Nigeria. It's called Zoom Nigeria. Imagine our brother, who is an police officer in Omaha, that they went to work with an Hausa Fulani man, and that Fulani man shot him in his head when they are in duty in somebody. And today,
when did this happen? Was it a long time ago?
It happened in Omaha.
When?
December period.
In December? I think I may have. Yes, I think we heard about it. I think we reported it as well. Yes. So what happened to that Hausa man? Was he jailed? Has he been killed for killing somebody?
They didn't say. They say they put him in cell, this and this, and that's what they're calling. But the problem now, we want to go and take the body of that our brother with the Hausa man shot. They said they will bring 250,000 before they give us the money.
Hold on. Let us make this very clear so that the world will understand what we're saying. You're saying in effect that somebody was shot dead in the line of duty, we presume, by an Hausa man, shot dead an Igbo man in line of duty. Two of them were policemen. And for the families to go and take the dead body of somebody shot dead by Hausa man, the Hausa man is not in custody. He's not being tried. He's not being charged. He's been sent back to his village. You also have to pay 250,000 to take the body.
And the father of that man, they shot, that boy, they shot down. So he's mounted last week because of the tension, thinking how to get 250,000 to give before they leave the body.
The father of the dead man is also dead now because he couldn't even afford the heartbreak and can't afford the money to bury the son. And Ibo say they're having fun in the zoo called Nigeria. Ibo, they may be off.
Yes.
Mad people. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Father, I just thank God for you, and I know that you are my channel. It isn't just that I'm a pastor,
Pastor, I want to talk here, but when I preach the gospel, what God has written in the word, many of them is against me. When I tell them that our girls are moving naked, facing themselves, making themselves idle, moving around the city, betraying the word people, they say that I'm preaching what I cannot win soul. Most I think I have 10 souls in my church and they know God is okay for me, but I have to preach the truth. And that is what everybody is looking for money, both pastors and the politicians, looking everywhere. That is the problem too. I feel when I hear the information of what they have been doing in this country, I feel like carrying God immediately. I'm fighting. But I just thank God for you who has the master planner through God. I know it must surely work out.
He said, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. People are calling us all over the place and we expect them to. This is Radio Biafra after all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Thank you very much.
No, they are not paying attention, are they? If you don't turn your system down, I will not take your call. If you don't turn your system down, I will not take your call. That is the problem. Please do note that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are no longer there. I wonder what is going on. People come and they disengage. Perhaps first-time callers, who knows? I have a caller on the phone with the number ending 1929. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Director, my name is Solomon Chukwemeka Eluwa, calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. I can hear you. The world can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Director. Director, I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting coming on Sunday by 3:30 p.m. So all the people listening to me here in Nigeria, about to be precise, from Osisioma area and Abowore Road, Umojima, Umode, and all around.
Yes, go ahead.
On Sunday. So, Director, I want to use this media again to tell you some, what I observed today. Some people came around our area, said they are AFGA candidates. They want to gather people around that area. And from what I observe, I think they are trying to vote by me. So they said that we should bring our voters' card so that they will take the number of our voters' card. So that's number one. Then another thing I want to say, based on what I heard about Jonathan feeding Alamajiri people. Director, Jonathan, you know when he entered the city, he was going around to all these areas. And in any area he entered, they placed on him a cap. So I was telling people that these people are trying to take his brain, but he don't know what he's doing.
We have lost him because I believe that his money, his credit has run out. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Chibike Amani. I'm calling from Hong Kong.
Chibike from Hong Kong. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, good evening. May God bless you.
And you too. And good evening from here.
Yeah. And Director, there is something I discovered last week. I want to send it to you. So one application I discovered. And that thing, if you want to check anything, any history book or any book, anything you want to check,
yes,
you can check it for that application.
That's very good. I need it, please. I want so to expand my knowledge base all the time. Please go ahead and send it to me if you can. Please go ahead.
Okay. There's another one I discovered last time I sent to you. You didn't reply to me, but I sent it to Uche Mofo. So Uche Mofo replied to me. The one I discovered in Hong Kong here.
In Hong Kong, what did you discover? I'm a very busy man. I must understand that.
Something concerning Biafra.
Please tell us, what did you discover? What did you discover?
Director, it's a very long history of things. So I will send you the link too.
Okay.
So if you check it, either WhatsApp or Facebook, I can send to you.
Yeah, send so it to me. You have to send it to me now, because as you can imagine, I get thousands upon thousands of messages. If I am broadcasting and you send it to me and it comes up, of course, I'll be able to pick it up, because after this program, I go into telephone calls and conversations trying to make sure that we are on track to deliver what we said we're going to deliver. I'm a very busy man.
Okay, Director, I will do it now. Maybe I will send it to your WhatsApp or Facebook.
Very well. Now. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. That is what I want to tell you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. I have a caller on Tango. Is that correct? The caller on Tango, can you hear me? I have a caller on Tango. Can you hear me? They're not paying attention, are they? No, they are not paying attention. This is Radio Biafra. We leave them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Or Tango, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Therefore, we are switching over to the phone lines to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have no clue what is going on. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me either. They can't hear me. Let's go over to the other line as well to try. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello, Director, sir.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello, Director, sir.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Director.
I can hear you very well. Give us your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. I want to tell you of one thing. I don't know whether I have known about it before.
Give us your name, first of all, and where you're calling us from. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Adolfo Sokoro from Mbam.
Where are you calling from? That is something clearly wrong this evening. With our calls, the calls are here, but for some reason, they are not holding. I can't explain what the problem could be, but people must still keep trying if they want to. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, not at all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
I can hear you, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Go ahead. Go ahead. I have no idea. I have no clue what is happening. People must not listen to their system, please. If you call Radio Biafra, you continue to speak. You must speak immediately. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The other line, stay where you are. I'm going to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you're calling us from. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm hearing you.
Yes, please. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I don't know what is going on this evening. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Please go ahead. If I can hear you, world can hear you.
Good evening, all dear friends. Good evening, sir. Good evening, all dear friends all over the world.
Good evening.
I'm highly amazed when I got this radio Biafra, you know. I have a friend here in Nkwere named Ibe Olua. So I'm speechless about the joy I have in my heart for coming in contact with Ibe and, you know, having you online with Radio Biafra. So I'm only happy to thank you and to thank you for them. And I want you to keep on, you know. I believe that God is alive, you know. We are the people of God, and God will never allow us to perish. That's one thing I know. So, but despite all challenges, I know that one day, in fact, soonest, it's going to be actualized, you know. So, but when I come in contact with people and see how they are talking about Biafra, whenever you ask them, say, boy, have you heard about Biafra? They say, go by the side without your Biafra self. Let's pursue Buhari and a good luck. So, but all along, I thank you, and I want you to keep on. What do you do? We must actualize our state of Biafra. Soonest. I believe that we are not going to open air as in war. The only thing we have a kind of open air as in to fight, but it will not last over 3 days, and God will grant it to us. So I thank you so much, and I thank all the people that are working with you. Keep it on, eh?
Thank you very much.
By your side, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Thank you for your kind words. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
Are you talking to me, Director?
I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director. This is Maswa Chwandu.
And where are you calling from?
Calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to use this medium to announce our upcoming meeting stroke launcher of the Puchong branch for IPOBs in Puchong and all the viral. That we're having our meeting stroke launching on 27th of this February. Everybody knows the place and the venues. So we encourage each and every one of us to turn up at the meetings and let's move ahead and make things happening. So those are the secret listeners and all the rest of our Igbo Biafrans. This opportunity to every one of us to come out because the die is cast. And we need to be our brother's keeper. We need to come out in mass and support what we are doing, the IPOBs. We just brought Biafra in the Puchong branch. We are relentless and we are formidable and we never give up until we get our promised land. Thank you, my able director. And may the good Lord be with you and strengthen you for the good work we are doing for your people.
You say,
we all shall rejoice. And indeed, this is a calling from Tukwa Biama because the time is now for we, the indigenous people of Biafra, the choosing citizen of God to be free, and nothing is going to stop it. As the Bible says, though they may gather, but inasmuch as they are not gathering in the name of Tukwa Biama, they will all scatter. And victory is ours.
You say,
may the good Lord be with you.
And you too.
May the good Lord be with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And may Tukwa Biama also bless you and bless the entire family in Malaysia. They were very strong before. They wobbled by the side. They came back even stronger. We know they will not fail. Malaysia can never, ever afford to fail. All these meetings being announced are Biafran families meeting all over the world, and they know each other. Our job here is to unite genuine, hardcore Biafrans right across this very planet Earth. So once we commence our march, we cannot stop until victory is assured. We are doing something that has never been done before. Uniting Biafrans all over the world at the same time. Never done before. You see, that is where we are formidable. And that is where we know that Biafra will come. By his grace, of course, not that of ours. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Ezene Okori. I'm the National Coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra in Turkey.
In Turkey, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I don't have much to say, but I heard somebody calling from Aba saying that the Afghan people came to their area demanding for their vote card.
That is correct.
But, Director, all I want to say is that to all those our Biafran families in the zoo, all the Biafran family in the zoo, we don't need their voter card. We don't need their card. They should not even go and get their card. We don't want to vote. We don't need to let them give them their voter's card back. We don't need their vote. All we are asking them is to give us Biafra. So all Biafra families in the zoo, from the heart of the zoo to Biafra land, please, if you're a member of this family, don't get any voter card. If you have one, return it to them. We are not voting. We don't want to vote. We don't want to contribute in anything the zoo is doing. We are not from the zoo. Please, all the coordinators in Biafra land, both in the heart of the zoo. When you come to your meeting, please address them in the meeting that we don't need to vote for them. We don't need their vote. That is all I want to say, Director. Good evening and continue your good work.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra and we are live and direct. We are in the United Kingdom spreading this very word of the restoration of the kingdom of heaven, that in the end, only Chukwu Abiama may be worthy of praise. I put somebody on hold on Skype. I wonder if they are still there, and if they are, if they can hear me. If they can hear me, they will proceed to give us their name and where they are calling us from. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Director.
And good evening from here.
Yeah, this is Sikeme Goswichideze from Hong Kong.
Thank you very much.
I just want to be very brief and announce our meeting coming up on Sunday.
In Hong Kong, yes? In Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Ashantipo Playground. Time is 6 p.m. Yeah, Director, do us one favor. People have been calling from Hong Kong here and I've been listening to them. Most of them have not been coming to meeting. Most of them don't attend meeting. We don't even know them. And if they call, please ask them if they are a member. Who is their coordinator? Have they been coming to meetings? Not just coming to Hong Kong. Last time somebody was calling and saying, Hong Kong is for me, devil, Hong Kong is this. When you don't come to meeting, when we don't even know you, it's very, very bad.
Okay.
People should live up to their expectation, please.
Thank you very much. And can you please leave your number? Because they are all listening from Hong Kong right now. Can you leave your number that people can contact you with? Should they, of course, feel like attending the meeting over the weekend, which I encourage every Biafran in Hong Kong to attend. We are all over the world. Wherever you are, you must belong to a family meeting. IPOB is our name, Indigenous People of Biafra, the only people at the UN, mind you. Please go ahead, give us your telephone number, please.
Yeah, my telephone number, if you're calling from Hong Kong, is 517-310-75. I repeat, 517-310-75.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam. Very brief and direct to the point. Very, very succinct. Thank you very much for that. Let us go to the line and take callers from the Zoological Republic. They are not animals. Some of them are Biafrans. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Hello?
I can hear you very well. Good evening. I can hear you. Don't wait for your voice to come through the radio. Please continue speaking. You will hear your voice later. So tell us what you want to tell us, please.
Hello. Good evening.
They're not paying attention, are they? I have a caller on Viber. Can you hear? Sorry, on Tango. I think the caller on Tango. Can you hear me?
Yes, my Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please confirm your name for the listening public and where you're calling us from.
My name is Nnamdi Nnadema Anolu. I am from Umorisha, Emi in Owerri, not local government. I spoke with you earlier based on what we agreed, and I want you to confirm that I've done what I told you.
Thank you. You're a good man. Tell us where you're calling from, please. It is important we know
I'm
where you're
calling from. I'm calling from Piscataway in New Jersey.
New Jersey, USA, okay?
I want to ask you, please, does it mean that we don't have Biafrans in New Jersey that we can come up with something? I already started up something myself and my children in my house. I don't mind if there is anybody who can join us. I will leave my number and I'll be glad to have other Biafrans to join. Even if we can contribute a dime every week to help in this struggle, I'll be so grateful, and I know it will help us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please, can you give us your number? Please, put it live on air. Can you give us your number?
My number is 908-327-8124.
Again, please repeat that very number.
908-327-8124. Even if any other person wants to host, I don't mind we will go to him or let us start something in New Jersey.
It doesn't
matter how many we are.
Of course, it doesn't matter. You have done very well by starting with your children. That is the best place to start. Start with your wife, your children. Start with all of them. We are all Biafrans. And we must get this Biafra together. Thank you very much. New Jersey is where the departed Odenigbo came from. And it is a very good thing, please. I hope the CEOs is listening. And also our very credible and able North America, South America, and Australia representative in the person of Ikana Wanonenyi. Please make sure our brother in New Jersey is supported to start a family in New Jersey. We have a family in New York. We have a family in Maryland, the DMV area. We have families in Los Angeles. We have some around the Texas area of Houston and Austin as well. We have some in Dallas too. We have in Los Angeles. We have all over the place. We need a family consolidated in New Jersey. Very, very important. He spoke to me in the afternoon. He made some promises, and this evening he has fulfilled it. He is calling to confirm that he has. Everybody who rang me within the past week to make a pledge of one sort or the other, they have fulfilled it. It doesn't give me pleasure this very evening. We are departing with protocol. I have received a very troubling message from somebody that we worked together on this very issue a long time ago. Andy Emelife just sent me something quite distressing. Andy Emelife was with us and, in fact, was the very first credible chairman of ABGA here in the UK when we invited Ojukwu and all the rest of them. They came. As they said, the rest is history. Someday we'll talk about it. And this brother was also with us. Victor Ihezie was with us. Onyema Mbidi, I think they call him. I don't believe that Victor Ihezie is actually dead. I don't believe it. But those who are living in London, if you know Engineer Victor Friday Ozoma Ihezie, he has rested in the Lord. I'm very, very shocked to hear this. Very, very shocked. They have a wakekeeping service for him, which is coming up on Saturday, the 28th of February. Unfortunately, I will be away. I will be in Spain, in Victoria, opening the Biafran embassy on that very day. I will be indisposed. The time is 5 p.m. in the evening. It starts. This is the wakekeeping for our dear departed brother, Victor Friday Ozoma Ihezie. He was a very good man. I don't know what may have happened to him. I will speak to Andy Emelife later on to find out exactly what is happening. And the venue is Prince and Princess Wedding Hall. It's at number 4 Princes Road in Edmonton. Number 4 Princes Road in Edmonton, London, N18-3PR. N18-3PR. Anybody who knows Ihezie, he was in ABGA with us. We ran around, tried to make things happen for Biafra. It never quite worked out. I am very, very saddened to hear that Ihezie has left us. Very, very sad. The wakekeeping is coming up next week, Saturday, the 28th of February, 2015. The time is 5 p.m. I wish I was around to attend. And the venue, once again, is Prince and Princess Wedding Hall, number 4, Princes. That is a prince with S at the end. Princes Road is where it is in Edmonton, in London, N18, 3PR. The time is 5 p.m. Andy Emelife, we shall speak after this. I am not happy that Victor Ihezie has departed. Not happy at all. This is Radio Biafra. I must find out exactly what happened. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Have they left us? They have left us unceremoniously. I hasten to add, this is Radio Biafra from right across this very globe, this very planet. People are calling us from all over the world. We are uniting your family together. That is our job, to unite everybody so that we can march and go and get Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me, director?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. The one on the other line, stay where you are. Please go ahead, your name and where you are, if you may.
My name...
Hello?
I'm calling from Benin City in the zoo.
Thank you very much. You're calling from...
Director? Any...
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I heard my brother who spoke from ABGA telling us that ABGA people came to collect their cash. I want to this media to say all the Biafra that no black like a rugo. All I want to hear Biafra do or say on this line is the effort they are putting so far towards what our able director has been preaching. Director, permit me to tell you what I have done as a Biafran just day before yesterday. My director, I have returned my voter's card.
Very back good. To them. Very good.
I have returned my voter's card. Adima Atuegu, I want to mention my name again.
And his line has gone unceremoniously. I hasten to add, unceremoniously, he's not with us. I have a caller on the other line. I am going to him. Can you hear me? The one from a country plus 47. Stay where you are. I am going to the line with the unknown number. Can you hear me? The caller with the unknown number. Can you hear me? Good evening, please. Your name and where you are. The caller from plus 47, stay where you are. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are. They're not paying attention. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Hannibal Agusilvester, calling from China.
From China, please go ahead.
Hannibal Agusilvester.
Yes, Hannibal Agusilvester, thank you very much. Please go ahead. We are listening attentively. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director, for your good work to your people. But I will make it briefly. Now it is almost morning, Director. We are not sleeping here in China.
I know you people don't sleep.
5:20.
I know. China is very strong. They don't go to sleep. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to use this opportunity to announce our upcoming meeting on the 22nd of February. That is this coming Sunday. I urge all the Afghans in China, wherever you are, please come up to our meeting and do not relent. It will be a stupid thing for us as we're hearing what is going on and as people are waking up all over the world. You still listen to Radio Biafra or you hear friends telling you and you still relax in your home. Please come and join your people. Come and hear the cries of your mothers, your daughters and children. It will be a foolish thing to you hearing all these things, seeing the gallant Biafrans all over the world rising up on this call and you are still relaxing, thinking that nothing is happening or you're holding on your business. Please, all Biafrans around this China, we are announcing our meeting. All of us know the venue and I will put number on air in case you want to come to join us. You are welcome. And I'm calling on all our previous members. We are not excluding anybody. We are not fighting against each other. You have to join the moving train. Biafra is not my property, neither is anyone's property. We are fighting for those that are not able to help themselves and equally to restore our great country, Biafra. Please, I'm also using this opportunity to call those in nearby, those in Dongguan, in Yiwu, in Ningbo, even in Guangzhou, because we here, the only center, the only people holding the meeting in Guangdong here in China is only in Funshan Nanhai, in the area called Funshan in Nanhai. But those in Guangzhou, Director, we have so many of them in Guangzhou that they are not making any effort. They only listen and relax in their homes, thinking that from where they are to where we are holding our meeting is too far. But I want to encourage them, even if you people are two or three, you should hold a meeting. It doesn't cost anything. Just here is this struggle. This struggle is not a hometown meeting. You can call two or three of you. You contribute whatever you have. If you don't want to come to us, you can call on air. You can call director himself. And whatever you have gathered, you can release it there. Then when you call, they will give you the guidelines on how to meet the Asian rep and other workers of Biafran, then you have to register with them and let us move these things together. Let us move this struggle together. As we are listening from across China, within or wherever you are, please hear our voice and hearken onto this call. Do not relax. Do not think that maybe the first struggle has scattered and nothing is going on. China must be formidable. Without all of us, without you or me, Biafrans all over the world will make haste, will make whatever they have vowed to do. And I'm dropping this number on air in case if you want to do anything or want to join us in our meeting that's coming up after tomorrow. That will be tomorrow because now it's Saturday. We are in China. You call on this number, 1-3-4-1-8-0-2-7-4-6-0. I repeat the number, 1-3-4-1-8-0-2-7-4-6-0. Please, all Biafrans in China, wake up and hearken on this call. We are waiting for you, and it's very important our meeting tomorrow because the director, our name were mentioned last time. I tried calling, but I couldn't get up. Please, our payment will always come up by month ending because that is how we schedule it this time around so that it will help us. Our payment, our monthly bills will always come up month ending, and we are trying our possible best to make sure we paid also our defense fund to see what we can do on that. And again, I want to tell all Biafrans in China that they should come around because we have some serious issues to deliberate come up this Sunday. And to use this opportunity to thank our sister, Biafrans in China are many, and Biafrans in China are many, but we have only one lady among us, and she's a great Biafran. In the person of, I mistaken her name, but I must encourage her. I must, as in director, she's a strong Biafran.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage her to keep it up, to keep it up, what she's doing, that we Biafrans in China are really appreciating her, and also want to use this opportunity to encourage our brother that lost his father. That was the day before yesterday. I will give his name later, director, because I mistakenly her name.
That's
so I want to encourage you, director, carry on your good work. We Biafrans in China are supporting you. Thank you, and may Chukwuma bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. We are everywhere on this very planet, including Mexico. We are also in Chile, believe it or not. Everywhere you go to, there are indigenous people of Biafra, IPUB, right across this planet. I have a caller on Skype. I don't know if they're still there. Can this very caller hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me. They are not able to hear me. Therefore, we must proceed. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, my director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
This is Uregulam Okorap. I'm calling from Owerri West.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My director, please, there's one question I want to ask.
Go ahead and ask it.
And please, I want to know if the people of Cross River State and Akwa Ibom, whether they are still in support of this movement. That's what I want to ask, my brother. Because
yes,
many a time,
yes, more than
I'm
Igbo
listening
people.
To Radio Biafra. I haven't heard any of them calling from that area.
One of them is in training
Hello?
Camp at the moment as a volunteer. One of them is in training at the moment. It's because we have not taken the propagated the FM to them, which we are also planning to do. That they are more serious. They are waiting to see how serious we are. The only people stopping Biafra from coming are Igbo people because they are afraid that you will be going now. They will give money to one of you and then you disappear. You start talking like Obasurike. That is their fear. Nobody
okay.
would want to.
Hello, my director. One
Go
thing
ahead.
Again. I want to congratulate you for installing Radio Biafra on CHK FM in Owerri West. Thank you very much for that.
We must thank all Biafrans around the world. The IPOB family will gladly acknowledge your thanks. Thank you very much. And also, our brother who funded this very exercise. It's a lot of money. A lot of money. A lot. One for Biafra Kobo. He gave us a lot. Oh my goodness me. It's about the Baruru, not peanuts. That is why right now you can listen to CHK 97.6 across grades of Biafra land. One single human being. He wasn't behaving like an Igbo man. He said, anything it takes, I will do it. And he did it. Before him was a former. We were on FM before, for those who didn't know that. It was Chukwudi, a former from Australia, who set us off on FM. We piloted it. It was very, very beautiful. And our brother Chika came and said he would fund it. That's why we named it CHK. It stands for his name, Chika. He's a very good Biafran, and Chukwudi Abiyama will bless him immensely. He is indeed one of us. One of us. There's also another brother who is from the Netherlands. Shocking what that brother did. From Netherlands. My goodness me. If you did, they are now coming out from all over the world. The one in Los Angeles. Everywhere. Quietly, they are coming out. These heavyweights, they even beg. I say, don't mention my name, please. Just continue to do the work. And that's what we are doing. Thanks to all of you. All of you IPOB family members, all of you who pray every day for the sustenance of this very effort, all of you that put your hope in Chukwudi Abiyama, all of you that gather together as a family in your family meetings, all of you who support what Radio Biafra does, all of you that funded everything that we have asked to be funded up until this very moment, all the thanks go to you. All we do here is to pilot. All we do is to steer this very massive vehicle through the moral and the very, I don't know, crisis of confidence, I would say, that enveloped our people to steer this very ship to its rightful destination, which is Biafra. I believe I have a caller once again on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, are you in a position to speak? Can you hear me? No, they cannot.
Hello.
Yes, the caller.
Hello.
Yes, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, sir.
And good evening from London. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, I am Chison Samuel Aga from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to know, because I always preach the message of Biafra to my people back home, telling them about, even when we was online and satellite. But now we come down to CHK FM, preaching to them. Those living in Port Harcourt, Bechie, and them. I want to confirm when it's going to be available in my local government area of local government area. I mean Ogu from Enugu State.
Ogu Enugu State is that the signal we have now should have gotten to Ogu very easily. But because of the hills that we have around Ogu, that is the problem. But what it means is that we have to go and develop a very special bespoke station for Ogu, which will cost us thousands of dollars. But we will do it. We don't want to say that when people call and complain about their village, then we run to their village and do something. We don't want that to happen. If you can, in your village, give them satellite and then put it on speaker in the evening for everybody to listen to, that will be fine if it's a very small village. Because we don't want to, it costs so much money to do this. There are other people that claim they want to broadcast for Biafra. I don't know if you've heard them. They were asking people to give them money. This is, people ask us sometimes, you know, people talk like idiots who don't reason. And I said to them, I've been saying to them, go to your nearest FM station and ask them how much it costs to run a program for 30 minutes. They will tell you the price and then you will know. Do you know that these same people who used to say, stop giving them money, stop giving them help, they went to go and try and broadcast on Nigerian FM. They went to a zoo FM to go and broadcast. And they told them to bring 120,000 naira for 1 hour. 1 hour, 120,000 naira. They said they begged them because they wanted to educate people. They said, okay, you can now come here and pay us only 60,000 naira for 1 hour. And how many relay stations do we have? Let us take it 60,000 naira times how many? 60,000 times 5 at the moment. Every hour. Then you know that communication is not cheap. These are the people inboxing all of you. Don't give them money. They want to take your money. Yes. What we have done today, nobody has ever, not even Ojukwu could do it. We are on radio. We are on satellite. We are online. It is only us stopping ourselves from going on television. Because we are looking for credible newscasters. We want to build our studio in such a way that it will rival Al Jazeera and BBC and CNN. That's the only thing. There was a prophet I met many years ago. His name is Nwoko. Because of me, he left Lagos to come to Enugu. In 2009, he said he saw a vision where Radio Biafra surpassed every known media on this very earth. You may be asking us, why are you on media? It's because you people have forgotten the truth. We have to teach you about being honest and truthful. Some of you don't know what it means anymore. Some of you don't know what it means to be a Biafran. You want to bring it into Biafra. That some of you brought from Nigeria into Biafra. In the way you run your so-called groups. Thinking we are here as some kind of field day. You start Biafra. It doesn't work that way here. We are brutally honest. We are honest to a fault. That is our problem. But we would rather be honest and scare people away than tell you lies to bring you closer. They went and they tried. I sent her 60,000 naira for 1 hour in one single FM station. We have 5 relay stations. 5 and many more are coming. Before we reveal the monster. We have a nuclear weapon. The monster itself will be unveiled at the right time. And our enemies will be put to shame. And we will say, Satan, go behind us. We don't know who you are. In your next life, if you see the truth, you recognize it. As I said, you will tell your children about us. Your children will tell their children. Do you know what you will tell them? That you never believed in your life. No, when they naza hi boga me wu hede tuwa. Ni me mone ziyoku. Ato ge gumad hobble. Aso ge ngonga lagazu. Because Chukwu Abiyama is here. That's why we do what we do. And Biafra will come. Because this year we're going to march anyway. Do you know what it means to march? We won't tell you. But this year you will hear about it. When it starts happening, we'll tell you we are now marching. And then you will understand what it means. Because we have come to get Biafra in truth and honesty. I don't have time to... It pays to be honest than to be dishonest. People don't know that very well. It pays to be honest. When people fund us to... I wouldn't say hundreds... When people give us serious funding, help, assistance to do something, we do it. And we tell you. Our brother called us from the Netherlands and gave us he even gave us a car as well, for your information. And he told me he will buy a brand new Jeep when the time comes, not too long. That was one he wanted to give, and he said no. I said, no, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a Pentecostal pastor. It's for Biafrans, it's for you. Because tomorrow one of you may occupy my position. My position is not for life, mind you. I am only here to serve you in the capacity of the director of Radio Biafra. And by that virtue, the director of IPOB. I am working for you. You must understand that. That is the key thing you must know. My office is not for life. You must understand that very well. Because Biafra doesn't belong to anybody. It belongs to all of us. That is why we must be a family wherever we are. Come together in truth and honesty. Nime mwone ziyoku, please, we beg you. Because if we are not clean, Biafra will not come. Biafra is a spirit. Abara diyoku kobu. One day I will tell you the reason why Biafra did not come. There are some very deep things that if I tell you now, everybody will scatter. Why Biafra did not come between 67 and 70. Very, very deep and dangerous things. In good time, when Biafra comes, we will then tell you. But for now, if you are pursuing Biafra, keep your hands clean. Very, very clean. Because Biafra abhors evil. I'm telling you the truth. Let me tell you, somebody wrote to me once and said, do you know the reason why Wazirike and Nigerian police, Masop and Nigerian police destroyed our senator of Atenugu? I said, no. He said, because you had ego on top of it. I said, but what do you mean? He said, because when you were speaking on the 30th of May of last year, you said that anybody who comes here and prays and asks for anything, either if you go to our cenotaph site and pray, anything you ask for will be done for you as long as your hands are clean and your heart pure. He said, don't you know that the time you called down the spirit of Chukwu Abiama from heaven, that he does not dwell in a house with any image on it? And that was it. And he was right. It reminded me of Jerusalem. When I went to Jerusalem, I moved about. Of course, you can see all the artifacts, the broken stones and everything. There was no image. Even during the time of the Ark of Covenant, the physical manifestation of the presence of heaven upon the face of this very earth, before Yeshua came, they never worshipped the Ark of Covenant. As holy as it was, they never knelt down or bowed down before it. It's just there as the Ark of, to remind them as to who they are. They all prayed to Chukwu Abiama in heaven. No image. And we have learned. We have learned. And thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are going to the line to see who is there, because people don't want us to close, do they? Uzioma Chineke. The gospel sent from heaven to be preached on this very earth. Biafra is not like any other nation. Some of you may think, oh, do you know the way Mahatma Gandhi fought for their own? Do you look at the books of Nelson Mandela? Have you seen George Washington? Have you? No, we cannot. Those people are not Biafrans. This is the kingdom of God on this earth. Some of you, because you're black, not cholera is killing you. You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. If you want to know who you are, I think yesterday we touched upon it on the 8th day. Abraham, I think it was, circumcised Isaac. And also, on the 8th day, Jacob was circumcised by Isaac. Isn't it? And on the 8th day, you too were circumcised. Which means you have a very special bond with heaven. That is why you cannot pretend to be like any other people. You are God's own chosen children. You are in Africa to do a particular job. And that is why the white man doesn't want Biafra to come. Your job is very simple. To bring light where once there was darkness. That is why you traveled to West Africa to stay there. To bring light to the entire black world, that humanity may know that Chukwu Abiama is God. That is your job and that is your mission. You don't know that. But we are telling you because we know. Have you looked at the Biafran flag at all? I preach this all the time. These are for newcomers. Go and look at the Biafran flag very well. That is why I respect Ojukwu and I love him. Because the Spirit of God was with him. I'm telling you the truth. The Spirit of God was with that man. In every way imaginable. Some of you don't know this, but I'll tell you. Who told Ojukwu to put the rising sun on the flag of Biafra? Holy Spirit, I can tell you that. Who asked him to strategically place this rising sun on the black strip of our flag? Do you think that could have been done by a man? When Ojukwu was doing all these things, Ojukwu grew up in, I think, in Zungeru as well, Nugwawasa. Do you think Ojukwu would have been conversant with the idea that Ihe, which we answer, Ihe Mvosi, Ihe Chiyowa, Ihe, even my mother's village at Ndume? Ihe, we call them. But in actual fact, it is Ihe, which means light. Understand this very carefully. I-H-I-E is not Ihe. It is Ihe, light. The light of the world. That is who you are. And there is no way anybody could have told Ojukwu that the rising sun he was putting on the black strip of the tricolor represented who we are. That we bring light anywhere there is darkness. Now you understand why Wazirika can never succeed. Because if you have come to serve Biafra, you are the servant of God, not of man. You don't do things to soil your hands, be it with blood. There are some things you just don't do. You don't do them. You never do. Once you do, the glory will depart and never to come back. And you will see it with your eyes departing from you. These are the things you need to know. So if you're a Biafran, you can be like us. You understand your status. And you're very proud. Some people say it is arrogance. It is not arrogance. No, I'm not an arrogant person. But you know, sometimes in a world full of evil, if you remember that you are literally descended from heaven, that Chukwu Abiama made you for a purpose, you feel slightly special. We should be given that. We are Biafrans, for goodness sake. We are not like any other race. We came here to serve a divine mission. To call down the glory of heaven to this very earth. That's why we are here. And sometimes if I'm slightly aloof, please forgive me. Because I'm very special. Chukwu Abiama asked me to come. Not man. This is Radio Biafra. Our job is to continue to preach this very gospel, which we must do every blessed day of our lives until Biafra comes and beyond. Therefore, wherever you are, irrespective of what we are doing, where you are domiciled, we welcome you. I have a caller on the phone. He will stay there from the UK. I have one also. I don't know from where, but can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm still waiting for you.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Hello, I was the caller that called from Malaysia.
I know. Please continue.
So I want a number to get the satellite for my family back home.
The number is 090.
090, yes.
90.
90.
77.
77, yeah.
65.
6-5. Yeah, 6-5. Yeah.
8-9. Yes.
And once again, I will put for my family. You know, local government area is very big. I would be happy if Lady Biafra can cover on FM through my local government.
I'll be very happy.
I know the work is very hard and
it's very expensive, but we shall do it. We shall do it. Yeah, we'll do it eventually. Since you have submitted your petition, we shall do so, or we will be covered, we can assure you. And it's very, very expensive as well. Once, because people right now listening in all those places where we have our relay stations, the generator is going because there's no light. Of course, there isn't. And we need to buy petrol also to fuel the generators. In case somebody calls you tomorrow and says, tell them that we also buy petrol to put in the generator. And we bought the generator as well. And somebody has to take care of it. Someone needs to turn it on and off as well. Tell them these things, they cost money. They may not know because they know the price of everything and the value of nothing. They may not quite understand. The thing that when you hear radio, it is free. It is not free. It's very, very expensive. Very, very expensive. And without the help of Biafrans around the world, we couldn't do it. That is why your help must continue coming. That is why our sister comes here to say, this country is owing. They have not paid. Because without it, we can't function, essentially. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good morning, good evening. I'm calling from Delta State.
Where in Delta State are you calling from?
I'm calling from Iseluku area.
Iseluku area, thank you very much. Please go ahead. Your name, please. Your name, yes.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please keep speaking. Your voice will come through later.
My name is Madabuchi Okiki. I'm residing at Delta State as a point statement from Oza on the Jaluku government area.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So my problem is that in Nigeria, to say whatever they call it, Nigeria, to say we, the African children, are running society. We need this struggle to come to Rome, so that people will come to Rome, so that we must surely actualize Biafra, because Biafra children, we have Biafra children. Because when you watch in our area, in Delta, and so-called, in South Africa, our boys are, they call us Niger, or whatever they call it, the only state in the nation. So we don't know what to do, and we are different. So
my dear brother, your line is breaking up. Your line is breaking up. We couldn't quite pick up what you're saying. I therefore recommend you try and call us back. I have a caller on the line from the UK, I presume. Please give us your name and where you're calling us from. Precisely, the part of the UK you're in, that is. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Ezekiel Dedele. I'm from Idato in Imo State, Biafra land, and I'm calling from Nottingham.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I don't have much to contribute this evening, but there's something I want you, if you can help us with this. I mean, ever since I started hearing, I mean, listening to Radio Biafra, you've been mentioning this word, when you're doing Biafra, keep your hands clean. You have mentioned this word, if I write the time, number of times you have used this word, it's over a million times. But please, Director, I want you to go further, because maybe you don't know the effect or the impact of the words and how you are reminding our people to remain upright if we want to achieve our dream of our own country. Director, I will urge you to please go a little bit further and kind of, you know, give some examples, I mean, not examples, but give some, you know, mention some certain things that our people should desist themselves from. And many of us who actually examine themselves and reflect in their lives will see where you are coming from and what exactly you were talking about. Because, I mean, we are full of evil in thoughts, in deeds, and even, I mean, unimaginable evil that our people are capable of. There was a time you mentioned, you said something in regards to when a black man wants to plan for a black man, then you will see the best of black man. The kind of expertise with which he will make that plan and execute that plan so that he punish, I mean, to the detriment of that person, nobody can anticipate that. That is why I'm asking you, and I'm kind of begging you, please. If you can help our people and myself as well, just go further a bit more when whenever you tell us about keep our hands upright. Because many of us who are following you, we know that, playing with Biafran, betraying our own country, or gambling or dining with Nigerians, both the politicians, anybody, it's a no-go area. We already know that. But within individual lives, within our collective lives, there are things that you can also help us with, to tell us to be mindful of those things in regards to being each other's keeper, showing genuine love our brothers and sisters, and coming together with one mind to focus on what we have at hand to achieve. That is why I said, let me call. I didn't want to make call this evening, but I had this evening repeatedly saying, when you are doing Biafra, keep your hands clean. That is a very, very important message. And if possible, I would like you to please go for that. On that message. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Stay on the line, because I have you to help me go through this very phase of, analysis, which I wish to present. When you see somebody from your village, not your blood relative, in Lagos and you want to introduce him to somebody, what do you say? Is that person to you?
Well, I mean, it's
the,
no, it's
a,
I mean, it's
use the Igbo word, not English word. If you see somebody from your village, a man from your village in Lagos, and you want to introduce him to somebody, who do you say that person is?
I'm not saying I want them to call. Yeah, I want them.
And the person that your mother gave birth to, what do you call that person?
One name got the same word.
That person that you're introducing as your one name was, did your mother give birth to him?
At all.
Then that tells you all you need to know. You see, our people don't know that our forefathers were very great political thinkers. They structured our society in a way that preserved certain clues about who we are. But the time during the period of evil, during the period of evil, a veil of darkness came over us we couldn't see properly anymore as a people. The word Igbo became associated with everything evil. If you use the word Igbo to do anything, that thing will not work. Go and mark it anywhere. It can be your hands, it can be anything. Any association you form with the word Igbo in it, give it 6 months, it will cut into four places. It's in their nature. Why is that? Because there were things abandoned. Listen, I'm from Ibeku. If I go anywhere in the world and I see an Ibeku person, if I'm going to his house, I will say, let me go to my brother's house. I don't know who he is. My mother didn't give birth to him. Because we forgot the camaraderie that the further away you travel, there will be a place you will go to. Everybody from Omuahia becomes your relative. There is a place you will go to. Everybody from Abia becomes your one. There is a place you go to. Every Igbo person is your one. There is a place you go to. Every Biafran is your flesh and blood.
Exactly, Director. Actually, I have to be honest with you. As a matter of fact, one of the key things that, made me to follow you is that I was able to see the genuine love you have for our people. Genuine love, unalloyed love, love that I've never ever seen anybody exercise among their people. That is what actually attracted me to you. And may Tuku Abiyama continue to give you the strength and the knowledge and the fortitude to continue this work. Thank you very much. I have a great day, sir.
And you too. And then to conclude, when you come to Lagos, an Igbo man will go and connive with an Hausa man and steal the container of goods belonging to an Igbo man, thereby breaking the bond of blood between the two. I wasn't one near Kowe anymore. Because when you go and sell your flesh and blood to Hausa or to Yoruba, you connive with somebody to dupe your own brother. You are inviting damnation upon yourself, your family, and the entire race. That is why Igbo people cannot move ahead. Unless they understand this very, very well. Their mission is special. I keep saying they don't understand. Their mission is different. They came here for a purpose. Their purpose is to worship Tuku Abiyama. Number one. And number two, to do the will of God. That is why in every family, somebody answers Chukwu. Amana Chukwu. Chinemere. Chigozie. Nobody sits down to say, why do we have these names? Did it just appear from nowhere? Why do we keep giving praise to heaven all the time? Why do we keep worshipping Tuku Abiyama? Even by the name we give to our children. It's because that is your job. It's to worship heaven. Chinomso. What else are you looking for? As I said, any day you look for us and you don't see us, you will wish we lived forever and ever. Because without Radio Biafra, indeed, everybody is blind, to be honest with you. Blind in this. They don't understand what is happening around them. And unless you tune in and you tap in into this very spiritual, I don't mean spiritual sphere, the Yoruba, Pentecostal vagabonds. If you understand what Biafra means, you will not play with Biafra, no matter who you are. One or two did. They saw one or two things before they died. And if the dead could speak, they would tell you in the next life they would have done things separately. As I said, when Biafra comes, we'll sit down and we'll elucidate on all these things. But for now, concentrate on being a good Biafran. Believe in each other. Even if one person disappoints you, trust the next person. If they disappoint you, you must keep trusting. out of all of these people, there is one genuine Biafran somewhere waiting for you. Any day you meet that genuine Biafran, every disappointment you suffered along the road will fade into insignificance. They will make up for it. So you see, that is why we do what we do. We keep going regardless. Disappointments will come then, so what? We continue because we are resolute. And also relentless because we never stop. That's why we are special. And if our hands are not clean, do you ever think in your life that a group of Biafrans can place Biafra on satellite? Do you, with nothing, there is no politician. I castigate, who are they? They are mad people. Can anybody come out and say, oh, if not for me? But Chukwuma Biama said, this is what you must do, and you have done it. We are on radio. The nuclear bomb is coming. It hasn't come yet. Ima is like the dance of the seven veils. We unveil one at a time. We want to saturate the world with media, so we will not fall victim to what happened before, when there was a media blackout. Only Yorubas were writing. Only our WhatsApp were writing BBC. They wanted us dead. Now we are going to be on every media platform known to man, that they can no longer cover our pain and our suffering before the consciousness of mankind. That's why we are here. And that is why we shall remain Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of our program today. I know most of you have called. Most of you are I think there's somebody on Skype. Let me see if I can defer to him. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. You've been waiting for a very long time. Please, can you please proceed very quickly with your name and where you're calling us from, if you may?
Okay, Director. Good evening. My name is Oke Wim. I am from Omaka in Jabel, GA, Imo State, Biafra Band.
Thank you.
But I am calling from North Delhi Zone, India.
Not Delhi in India. The very hard, strong zone in India is not Delhi. I don't know what the rest are doing. And I have not heard from your national coordinator, Christian Wusi, for a very long time. And I know that the Asia rep is talking about it. I hope Christian Wusi is okay. But I know not Delhi is doing very well. Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, without wasting much of your time, because I know the time is over, almost over, I want to make the announcement of our meeting. But before I do that, I must strongly appreciate our people who have been responding positively to the meetings here, because without them, we wouldn't have been doing anything. As you said, this zone is strong now. If not the help of our members here, there wouldn't be anything like that. So I want to appreciate our members here, and also calling on the ones that have not been coming, that they should. This is the right time. There's no other time left for us than now, because this is the right time for us to act, because if we don't act this time, there is no other time left. So, Director, I also want to use this opportunity to make the announcement of our meeting on Sunday. Our meeting time has not changed, but every of our member knows the way we position our meeting. I mean, in terms of venue. So, please, if you are residing in the North Delhi zone of in India, please kindly attend our meetings on Sundays. Our meeting starts at exactly 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. every Sunday. Please endeavor to comply with us, because this is the right time, and the meeting is all about the restoration of this great kingdom, the kingdom of Biafra. Director, I don't need to furthermore, hence the time has run over. May God bless you and give you the strength to proceed to the end of this journey. Thank you.
Amechukwa Biama also abide with you and all the family of the North Delhi zone in India. As you can see, from all over the world, calls coming here. There are those who may not like it in the Anyukunandiekuru. That is your business. You come from darkness, and to darkness you will return. All of you with our saffle and blood. All of you that the bloodline which you were born into, we are contaminated by our saffle and blood as a result of the conquest of the Holy Land of Biafra. I don't know what to say to some of you, but as I prefer to say all the time, I want some of you to live to see our accomplishment. Somebody said to me that I should not be very hasty to play curses on people, because of one or two of them, things are happening to them of which I did not wish on them, but they shouldn't have come this close. This is a sanctified edifice to the glory of heaven. If you come against it, you will fall. No matter who you are. You come here, you fall. To tell you that Chukwu Abiam is indeed with us. I thank each and every one of you for having listened to us this very day. As always, Radio Biafra will be live and direct tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. here, 8 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra, depending on where you are. Please, you must use London as your reference. 7 p.m. London time, we are live and direct. Uche Mefa, my deputy, may be able to come to you tomorrow morning, but please watch out for further announcements. And we must also acknowledge, appreciate, and accept wholeheartedly and graciously that to all of us listening, that Biafra is not just a country, but our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiam is God. This same Chukwu Abiam, will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, more critically, more crucially, Chukwu Abiam will bless Biafra. I thank you very much for listening. And from me, from here, this 20th of February, it is simply good evening.